Nights, the Don and Mike Show.
Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left would be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Paul is from New York City. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Speaking of the best of America as a lifelong Democrat, I have to say that the best of the best comes from the Don and Mike Show.
Philadelphia, Democrat. Good morning.
Hi. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Don and Mike.
All right. Thanks. And our next call comes from Greenwich, Connecticut, Republican.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have to say that the worst thing in America today are special interest groups that are outrageous and have time to protest. How do these people have time to protest, first of all, if they hold jobs? And second of all, why are they not listening to the Don and Mike Show?
Oh, dude, I thought you were sincere there for a minute.
Stay tuned for your shot at Big Bucks. Secret Sound, only on the Don and Mike Show.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Stop the rock.
Wah, 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 wah.
Stop the rock. Stop the rock.
Happy f***ing Thanksgiving from the Don and Mike Show.
And all the ships at sea. Hey,
see you at the titty bar.
I just found out we can say it, so I just wanted to throw it in there.
Way to get the first one in.
Terrific. Mark your calendar. Their show includes heavy hors d'oeuvres and a champagne toast at midnight. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Rob, and thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike show. New episode on this Thursday. November 21 at 877-365-3636.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
There you go.
Hey, nice work, bud.
That's good.
Nice work.
I like that.
You pulled my ass right out of the fire there. the I love you is what threw us off a little bit. We had it perfectly timed.
Yes.
And I'll tell you where that comes from. In the office before the show, Rob was on the telephone with his wife.
Right.
And I'm there in the office just shooting the S with Rob. And he goes, okay, I love you. I'll see you later. He hangs up. And he looks at me and he says, that was my wife. And I said, oh, really? I thought you were talking to me. Duh. It was your wife. But, Rob, I love you, too.
That's wonderful. I love it when we all share the Quan. Nice.
What does Bill O'Reilly have to say? That's what I want to know.
We have our Bill O'Reilly moments.
Of course. It wouldn't be a day, wouldn't be complete without the Bill O'Reilly thought of the day. Bill, what say you today?
If I have leprosy, I want me to be the only one that has it.
Now, see, I think that's a wonderful gesture.
Man, thought of the day by Bill O'Reilly.
If I have leprosy, I want me to be the only one that has it.
Isn't that great?
There
nice. See, he's a saint, is that? And that's what I've said all along.
Saint O'Reilly.
Saint O'Reilly.
If I have leprosy, I want me to be the only one that has it.
Now, there are people here for the contest.
Good. Yes.
For the What Would You Eat contest.
Bill O'Reilly normally doesn't throw grammar out the window quite like that.
If I have leprosy, I want me to be the only one that has it.
Yeah. Yes. But you know, I think he was just overcome with emotion.
The thought.
And he's one of those Harvard guys. Yeah, he went to Harvard University, I believe.
He went to, he went to Harvard, maybe for his postgraduate work, but he went to Marist College for his undergraduate.
No, he's not retarded.
And you know who else went to Marist College?
I know. Why do you think I'm playing the...
No, he's not retarded.
There you go.
For 2 years. He went there, I believe, when the... When the Marist brothers, the guys that wear the robes, when they were teaching there, when it was a very difficult school, I went there when it was just jam-packed with Long Island retards.
What are you, retarded?
Thank you.
So, hi, and welcome to the show. We're going to start the big eat-off. Today's jam-packed. It's the What Would You Eat show to win a trip to Las Vegas. These people already here. The guy that's going to eat a pound of cat food, the guy's going to eat corn and worms, maggots, incidentally, vetoed by your CBS board of supervisors.
I see.
No eating maggots.
Huh.
We do have the guy who's going to eat the balut. That's the fermented egg. The egg with the bird inside.
Last evening, I was out with an older gentleman who was a submariner. Was in the submarine corps.
And he is a superhero.
And he is a superhero.
Submariner.
A submariner.
There is a guy in Marvel Comics, the submariner.
Yes, and it's also the name for guys that were on submarines. And he has been overseas.
Call him what you want to, but I'm going to tell you he's a superhero, Mike.
My friend Ed, and Ed was telling me that he has experienced, not eaten, but he's been around a balut. And if this is a legitimate balut, we are in for quite a treat.
Ooh. Right, and a concoction of stuff in a blender from a guy named Mike. The guy who's going to eat 10 goldfish is here.
Mm-hmm.
The guy who's going to eat the earthworms is here. The guy is here with the skin tags that were taken off his wife this morning.
Wow.
He's going to eat them. And the guy who's going to eat all the leavings off the floor is here. And those are just the people that are here now.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The rest of them are still en route.
Very good.
To the Don and Mike World Broadcast Headquarters. So it's going to be a good one today.
Oh, yeah. I'm getting ready to be queasy.
It's going to be good. Let me see very briefly. I watched The Bachelor last night. I've not watched any of The Bachelor, and I watched the last part of it last night. And if I had any idea that the show was as insanely cruel as it is, I would have watched every episode.
Right?
This show is fantastic. I wish someone would hit me to it. I thought it was a girl's show.
Yeah.
But as it turns out, it's great if you're a guy because it's girls being rejected, and it's this one guy, this doofus, and he's like your typical, he's like a Ben Affleck lookalike.
Right, okay? Right.
And he's got it down to two girls.
And every girl that he has eliminated from competition really becomes his mortal enemy.
Yeah, and I guess after talking to people after I saw the show last night, last night's episode was nothing out of the ordinary.
Hmm.
And here's what I'm talking about that I love. It comes down to these two broads, and they stretch it out over 2 hours. But when it finally ends, The one of them pulls up at his house or wherever he's staying in Malibu.
Right.
And there's a long walkway, and it's covered with rose petals, and he's standing down by the ocean. And she's all dressed up and looks hot. And she comes down and stands by the water, and he holds her hands. He starts stroking her hands. And then he says, now keep in mind, he's known this bitch for 6 weeks. Just like he's known all of these girls
right.
for 6 weeks.
Right. Has he banged any of them?
Well, they showed videotape that indicated the one that he ended up picking, he may have banged because they were nude in a hot tub together. So he's stroking her hand and he's saying to her, listen, you're a really fabulous girl. We are so close. And then he said something to the effect of, we'll always be friends.
Wow.
And that's when I knew that she was the loser. And here's where you get your payoff.
Did she know at that moment also? Or
no, she didn't know because he just kind of threw that in.
Right.
And she, along with the audience, still waiting. And then he finally said, I feel really close to you. I don't think it's right. I don't think we've made the connection. You're a wonderful person. And she put on the good face, and she said, well, you know, I think you're making a mistake.
Right.
I wish you nothing but the best.
What's the payoff? They get married?
Well, allegedly, they're going to get married. They don't have to get married.
Well, I think they should get married because then we all follow the 6 months later when they get divorced.
But here's the great part. So she says, I do love you, and I wish you nothing but the best. And then she gets in the limo and drives away, and then they cut to her in the limo. And she's just going, big tears coming down, going, I loved him. I went to see his parents. And the rejection
after
was
6 weeks.
Was outstanding.
6 weeks.
After 6 weeks. And then the one that he picked, I don't know. I've not seen the show. It's the first time I've seen it.
Was she happy?
Yeah, but just looking at her and looking at her body language and the way that she appeared, I think he picked the wrong one.
Hmm. Did she seem like she was pretty overwhelmed with the actually being chosen?
No, she looked like she expected to be chosen, and I think that the one who finally was selected was playing this guy as a doofus all along because, as it turns out, the guy lives like in Springfield, Montana or something like that in the middle of nowhere. And the broad that he picked is like a graphic artist from Los Angeles or something. And you know that she's not going to move to Montana or Wyoming or wherever the hell it is. I mean, I'm wrong on a lot of...
She's from L.A. There's an outside shot that she did it for a few more things than just hooking up with
the guy. I'm wrong on tons of details here, but I do know that I love the rejection with a girl from Alabama. That I was thinking, boy, as I'm watching this, and I was thinking, is this what it is? That, you know, it comes down to two girls, and he says, you're not the one I want, and that's all you get? And then 2 seconds later, they're in the car, and man, she's bawling her head off, just crying, and the mascara's running down her face like new and improved Joker product.
Well, I mean, you know, talk about public failure.
Yeah.
I mean, that's but they ask for it, right? So, I mean, if they ask for it, that's the way it's going to be.
It's the greatest.
Is the tone of the show that you're supposed to laugh at her crying, or are you supposed to feel sorry for her?
No, you're supposed to feel sorry for
but
her.
But you did not.
I did not. I laughed.
You're showing teeth.
I laughed. Yeah, big, big toothy grin. Just absolutely loved it.
For all the guys that have ever been rejected.
As I'm watching this, I'm thinking, this is it, this is all you get? This girl's jumped through all these hoops. Maybe she's slept with him or at least given him a handy or something. And now she gets nothing. She gets...
nothing at all?
She gets nothing.
Money, no nothing.
She's one of the 24 that were casted aside.
Right.
Cast aside, but then they come through with a payoff when she's in the car. And she's just sobbing.
I love him. He's a man. I wanted to tell him he's making a mistake.
So, do they give any detail about what's going to happen now? I mean,
they were on Good Morning America today, of course, because, you know,
with
Charlie and Diane, you know, they suckered me into that, then I watched that.
Wow.
And they,
you got hooked quick.
Yeah. Well, because I wanted to find out more about, because I'm telling you this.
Did you abandon the family with television last night? What with the great skin orgy last night?
No. I logged plenty of time with the Victoria's Secret show.
Secret.
You bet your ass.
Jiggle.
No, you know, no pun intended. You know, lots of shots like topless girls. I mean, they weren't topless, but
they might as well have been.
Backless topless. I like it when they were behind the scenes in the dressing room and stuff.
That's the best part.
Yeah.
The runway stuff is kind of an anticlimax.
Right. It's fantastic.
That's what it says.
And then get done with that, and you know, and my wife says to me, turn on A&E. And I say, well, I'm watching Victoria's Secret. I'm caught up in this Bachelor thing. She says, turn on A&E right now. And as it turns out, A&E was doing a story about small town murders. Mm-hmm. And the town that they had selected was Green Bay. Ooh. And the first 10 minutes of this show...
I was sure that he'd stolen my parka.
The first 10 minutes of this show was outlining how the Packers are so important to the community of Green Bay. It's a tight-knit community. Mm-hmm. And every idiot that they interviewed...
When he wrote with magic marker on Mike G's head, and that was just about the last straw.
They had a guy that had a construction worker hat, you know, those helmets that they make look like football helmets, and he had a gigantic beer bong coming out of it. And they showed this guy just chucking down the beer going... Yeah, the Packers there. And then some big corn-fed moose woman wearing a 1980s hairdo. And she was saying, oh, there's nothing better than living in Green Bay with the Packers. And if I want to walk down the street, I don't have to carry a can of mace because it's such a safe town. Mm-hmm. And my wife just comes in and looks at me and she goes, These are your people.
This is where your ashes are going to be.
This is where you want to, you know, if she won't let it go.
No.
She
just, who killed who?
I didn't watch it because I ended up watching the end of The Bachelor. Once they stopped the profile of the good people of Green Bay, which was just how they were setting it up. They were saying, this is title town USA, a small town.
I told my neighbor to put gas in my Packer tractor. He didn't do it, so I stabbed him in the eye with an ice pick.
And she says, this is where you want your ashes scattered? And I said, I don't know. I said, honey, let's...
When he was sleeping on the couch, I forced a brat down his throat.
Let's just go to a titty bar. Let's just get out of it. I'm so tired of being pussy whipped.
Congratulations.
It's really bad when I find out there's something we can say.
I know.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello there.
You know, Don, Mike.
Yeah, hi there.
How you doing?
Hi.
Hey, look, I don't know if you noticed it last night, but on the pizza date that Helene had with Aaron, did you notice when she walked in wearing a light blue top with spaghetti straps?
Is the Bachelor guy, Mike.
Right. When she walked out, totally different shirt. Hair was in a ponytail instead of straight down.
Yeah, now, you know, I've...
She's walking around barefoot. Man, she sealed the deal right there.
And her butt was bleeding.
Yeah, I don't know how many of those women he has banged. I guess he's banged or at least been intimate with a few of them.
Well, then it's a good deal for him
good
all
for
the
him.
Way around.
Good for him. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, how you doing? On The Bachelor, the same chick, Helene.
Yeah?
I'm not sure if you saw at the end of the show, but they had clips where each time he kissed her, she would talk all through the kiss.
Yeah, very
you
true.
Know what I mean?
They had like a montage of them in a hot tub, in a limo.
Is Helene the one he ended up picking?
Yeah. And as he would be, laying the tongue on her, every time he tried to really, swallow her up and kiss her, mm-hmm. she would always talk. Mm-hmm. She would always be...
Would she talk while his tongue was in her mouth?
He would be going, and then she would stop that action because she would go, oh, I love you, I love you, I love you so much. Oh, you're such a nice guy. Yeah. You know, in other words...
Oh, nonsense. Yeah, how annoying would that be if he was actually sleeping with her? When she talks off through it.
Yeah, what she's saying in essence is, don't put your tongue in my mouth.
Well, that's probably why she was picked.
I'm going to keep talking.
Because she was the forbidden fruit.
Yeah, Lee?
Well, I think, from a woman's perspective, I thought it was really sweet and endearing. I thought it showed that she was really nervous, and it was really genuine that she was nervous and all excited and kind of didn't know what to do. So since she was so nervous...
The one he picked is to do, I bet she knew exactly.
The one that he picked is a total manipulating bitch.
I thought she was great.
No, absolutely not. He should have picked the one from Alabama.
I bet this is the way the country splits right now. Yeah. The long sex line.
Problem. Although it was great that she was crying. Man, did I love that. Do they show them crying every week on that show, Lisa?
I think so. I didn't watch it every week. My sister Dee Dee is really into it.
I actually have a pilot in development that I'm a treatment that I'm actually sent out to Los Angeles. It's not the same as meeting the Bachelor and having women come in, but it's about relationships, and I'm the host, and I've written this. It's called Meet the Enemy. That's what it's called. And each and every week, we will profile a different woman.
I love it. Donna Maggio, my friend is bitter.
Yeah.
Let me just point that out.
It's not my original. It's a guy that I was golfing with.
I know.
65-year-old guy.
From the womb.
We're talking about our kid. I'm talking about my kids. He's talking about his granddaughters. He said, just remember one thing, son. The time they come out of the womb. You're the enemy.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Oh, hey, these pretzels are making me thirsty.
Right.
This one's for Joe, and this one's for you, Mike. Where's your crap detector now, loser?
Oh, Joe.
Joe.
Oh, is it too early to call out? 19 minutes into the show today is the first time that guy.
Pinky Pong!
Joe, that's the earliest ever. 19 minutes and that guy
was
got
he on hold?
Yeah. I got news. No more Wisconsin calls. Green Bay is eliminated from the show. They're finished. They're fired. Take away the affiliate. They're done.
Joe, you cannot ban an entire city just because you're
I have my ways, and they are through. No more Packer calls. Packers blow ass.
Oh,
Joe.
Dear.
It's the very volatile Joe Billy Ardinger. Apparently,
a little angry that he's made the same mistake every day for a month.
Well, that's something his mom's had to live with for 38, 39 years now. You know, Ma Ardinger.
Ma Ardinger.
Hello.
Mamo.
Don and Mike. Hello.
Hello, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
I don't think I've laughed harder in the past year than at the end of The Bachelor last night.
When that girl was in the limo?
I mean, I've been trying to hit my friends onto this show that it's really not a chick show. It's for guys. And last night was the cake. The last 10 minutes, I laughed the entire 10 minutes.
You know what? Amen to you, brother.
I wish that I was hip to
that
early on.
That is exactly how I felt. Mm-hmm. And I think I may have said that before. I wish someone had told me too, because if you had that payoff every week with these girls, with these whores that are climbing over each other to hook up with this guy, you know, who incidentally ain't all that.
Is he wealthy?
And Mike, you would have loved it.
Yeah, I think he's well off.
Really?
I think so.
You know, I've heard little bits and pieces of it, but I really wish I'd tracked with it, because I think, especially I from what you say and what this guy on the phone is saying, it does sound like it's a show more for guys than girls.
Yeah. What I understand from USA Today is he's a banker and a millionaire.
Really?
Yes. Wow. Aaron Berg.
Really?
Yeah, it was great. Andy's opening a restaurant. Lisa just said in our headphones. Thank you, Lisa.
Lisa knows a lot.
Lisa's dating The Bachelor right now.
Wow.
Lisa's dating the confirmed Bachelor.
Imagine him on that show. Oh. Me don't need roses.
Don and Mike, you know, Lisa's boyfriend. Hello, Don and Mike show. Yes, Lisa's secret boyfriend. Hello.
A couple good highlights on The Bachelor about the second week. There was a girl that completely became infatuated with The Bachelor, and she would start freaking out and getting into cat fights and crying. Every place they went.
All I can say to our audience is, how come nobody hipped us to this? I guess the show's been on like 6 months or something. How come nobody told us about this?
I think it's the least our audience could do after you gave everybody the Sopranos a few years back.
I thought it was a chick show. That's why I never watched it. And last night it was fantastic. And then when I was into it this morning and watching these two dopes on Good Morning America, I found out that they're doing The Bachelor 3, mm-hmm. and I thought, oh, great, I'll watch it from the beginning. Well, they're doing it the opposite way this time, where they're going to find 25 dopey guys and one hot girl, so it'll be guys being rejected every week. Who wants to see that?
Somebody should have called and given us the heads up, because, I mean, you did do that with The Sopranos, and then earlier in the year when I gave everybody the new John Ritter comedy.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don and Mike. I wanted to talk to you about The Bachelor.
Hold on. As long as we're giving out props, Robbie was the first to tell me about the George Lopez show. Don, if you want really right. 23 minutes of nonstop laughing.
Big fun.
And I have to thank Buzz for telling me not to miss an episode of Hack.
Everybody's got their nuggets.
We've got it covered. Dude.
Hello, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi. Helene, from the very beginning, was nothing but a cold bitch.
Here we go.
Yeah.
She was horrible from day one. She came right out and told that guy that she wasn't going to put up with any games and she was out only to win.
And just remember, you can't spell horrible without whore.
That's right.
Thank you.
See you guys later.
Goodbye, honey.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike. Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah, hi.
Hi. I'm calling about The Bachelor. You guys have a lot of the information wrong.
Can you speak up a little bit? We're having trouble hearing you.
Yeah, I'm just calling you guys have a lot of the basic information wrong.
Hold on.
You have a you have one of those weird connections that we're having. Are you on a cell phone?
Yeah.
All right, you got to speak up very loud. We can barely hear you.
Did you just ask us to get a mouse with a cold?
No.
Hello.
What is it this
minute?
Yeah. No, it's not a mouse with a cold.
I think it's a call about The Bachelor, but I can't hear
it. Yeah, I'm calling about The Bachelor.
A little louder, and then, now I can hear you. Now just speak up a little bit louder.
Yeah, I'm calling about The Bachelor. You guys have a lot of the information wrong.
Mike, I can't hear her.
I'm not getting that.
I can't hear at all. Maybe it's just your headphone connection. I can't hear her.
You can't hear at all. I can hear her.
Can you hear me?
You're calling about The Bachelor. I'll try to paraphrase it, but you're going to have to really yell loud if you're going to get
down. Yeah, I'm calling about The Bachelor.
Right? Louder, honey.
Hello?
Louder, please.
I'm calling about The Bachelor.
Are you getting her a little bit now?
She's calling
about... You're getting a little bit.
I'm very faint, but I can't understand what she's saying.
She's calling about The Bachelor.
Yes.
All right, so nice and loud so Don and Buzz can hear you.
Okay. Now, from the beginning, Helene...
Louder, please.
I can't hear a thing.
I'm not getting
I'm sorry.
That.
Okay. Yeah, you're going to have to call back, honey.
All right.
Bye. Bye-bye. See you later.
That's so much fun.
That's the best in a long time.
You have a lot of information wrong. I said that up front. I got the basic gist right.
Right.
Talking about The Bachelor.
As she's hearing this on her radio, I'm really angry.
Talking about The Bachelor. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike. Don't you think Helena, that chick, was a little bit slim on the upstairs, if you know what I mean?
Yeah,
she's flat-chested.
Not a lot of boobage happening.
Yeah, you know, speaking of which, the other show that you got that I agree with you on, 24?
Yes.
Yeah.
Jack's daughter.
Oh, amen.
Smoking body.
Amen. Yeah, man. She has a pair of jugs, and she was running down the street a couple of weeks ago.
Jesus.
Yeah. I was praying that she'd never find that kid and just run for like 24 hours.
Yeah. You know, she could work at a titty bar.
That's right.
Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye.
Rockin'.
See you later. Bye-bye. Okay. You know what? I think I'll wait till tomorrow to tell you about my doctor stuff today.
You're not in the mood. You're not up for it today?
No, we got too much to get to, and it's too good.
Oh.
It's too good. You know, when they're poking needles in your feet, see if you can feel. And I can feel it was hurting.
Oh.
And they still, we're still going to keep poking.
Yeah.
And all I know is now when you're coming out of a drugstore, you're like one of those school buses on the railroad tracks.
Yeah.
Stop looking, listen.
Ding, 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 ding. And they go, like this. Can you feel this? Yes, ow. Yes, ow. 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 Yes, ow, ow, ow. You know how foot sensitive I am anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we're going to be okay here.
Okay, let's bring some people in.
Oh, boy.
Hold on. Before we do, do we have time for one of these Larry King tapes?
This is Larry King when he had his kids on the show the other night for his birthday.
The other night when Al Gore was supposed to be the guest on the Larry King show, Al Gore was late, and it was Larry King's birthday, so he had to fill time. Mm-hmm. So he brought his kids out, and we were told that this is outstanding.
Very good.
We've not heard it yet. Here is part one of Larry King filling for time.
Tonight on Larry King Live, they're expected. They're on the way, but... One of the problems in working live, and I love working live, is that sometimes traffic difficulties get in the way. And Al and Tipper Gore, we're in Los Angeles. Pretty humid day in L.A. today. I don't know if that had anything to do with it. Temperatures in the mid-80s. But the Gores have not yet arrived.
Well,
we were told at 5 o'clock...
What would the temperature have to do with Al Gore getting there on time?
That's Larry's theory. This is Larry ad-libbing.
Pacific time, they'd be here at 5:15, and then 5:30, and then 5:45. And the last we were told is they're 3 minutes away. So we decided to spend those three promised minutes with my two kids and my wife. Today is my 69th birthday. So on the left on your screen is Chance King. He is 3.5 years old. In the middle is Sean King. She's 4 years old. On the right is Cannon King. He is 2.5 years old. And I thought maybe we could sing Happy Birthday
to me.
I want to do a Halloween song.
Okay, a Halloween song. Which one?
You think the kids are calling him Grandpa? Yeah.
Did he have a little, mini stroke there when he went, she's older? Did you hear it?
No, he didn't.
Did he have it on CD or
no, tape? No, it's just on a card.
Oh, because he goes, and she is...
And Halloween.
Poor child.
What do you want to sing, Cannon?
A ghost.
A ghost song, sing.
A pimp.
All right, go ahead.
When...
Look at
Facebook. And
wouldn't it be great if the numbers were bumping up and up and up and up and, up, and then the boars come on, they go down.
It's really going to help them against the O'Reilly factor, isn't it?
Yeah. Okay, can we sing? Can we sing Happy Birthday?
Can we sing Daddy Will Be Dead by the time you graduate from grammar school?
Okay, let's
on three.
One, two, three.
Happy
birthday to you.
Don't get into it.
I knew it. Oh, sorry.
What do you think the head of CNN is thinking right now?
Happy
think he's happy?
I knew it. Sorry.
They got a whole news department they could cut to.
Happy birthday to you.
We got a war in Afghanistan.
Right.
We got a war with Iraq.
Happy prime time.
They're in the rating sweeps.
Uh-huh. And he's doing this.
That's the way you get it.
What a hammerhead.
Larry King and his special children.
Honest to God.
Part two.
Chance and Cannon King were both born in Los Angeles. He 3.5 years ago. He 2.5 years ago. And it may seem strange for someone my age to have children this young. I do have older children. Who are grown up, and Sean has a child as well who is 21 years old. My other children are in their late 40s, early 40s, and mid-30s.
Listen to him try to weave this tale now.
Yeah.
It may seem odd that I have young children. Sean has a child who's 21. I have a son who's 30, a son who's 40. I have a granddaughter who's 10.
Due to my inflated ego, though, I wish to keep breeding.
And Viagra.
And they're having these two boys who now go to school, preschool. I'm trying to raise them to be good kids in a difficult world. We taped an interview
adolescent
today with
fatherless
Bono.
World.
It's going to play on World AIDS Day on the 1st of December. It was an extraordinary hour.
You know what? He sounds like he's about 2 minutes from another one of those coronaries that he likes to have every 5 years or so.
Bono, if having children made any difference in his life, he said it made him more serious about the world. It made him think things differently.
Yeah.
These kids make me think things differently.
Make me wish I was wearing a rubber. That's what he wants to say. Makes me wish I had worn a rubber.
I'm waiting for Alan Tipagoa. And my kids are crawling all over the set, and the head of CNN has a gun in his mouth.
Al, question. Rubbers. Do you ever wish you wore them?
Don't you think it's foolish that I've got these children at my advanced age? Don't you think I should have found rubbers?
My greatest hope on my 69th birthday is to see that they grow up in a safe, sane world.
Speaking of safe... I wish I'd practiced safe sex.
I hope that we're going to be talking with the Gores in a moment about possibilities of going into Iraq.
Was go down to the glove compartment of my car. It's full of rubbers.
Nuclear weaponry and disarmament. Wouldn't it be nice if little Chance and Cannon could grow up in a world?
Oh, God.
Cannon will wear rubbers.
Only knows that they can make their own legacy in their own time.
With rubbers?
It's a joy being 69 years old and having kids this young.
I should have had
rubbers.
It makes
me feel like... Viral.
There we go. Yep.
Hey, there it is.
There it is.
That's
the reason.
Viral. Yeah. That's why I had the kids.
I
so you know.
Makes me feel like a stud.
My genitals work.
That's why I didn't wear rubbers.
My swimmers did the job. Good job, swimmers.
Cannon Armstrong King.
You are here because I didn't wear a rubber.
Could have gone to my car. The whole back seat full of rubbers.
Rubbers everywhere.
So if you could speak over Chance's microphone.
Okay.
Is this hard for you to be married to an older man?
Yes.
With young kids?
Oh, God.
No, I mean, is it hard?
John, tell them how you have to change my adult diaper.
It sucks, Larry. It sucks being married to you. Not only are you 69 years old, but you look 89 years old.
And Larry, I really wish you would have worn a rubber.
Rubber.
No, actually, there are a lot of good things about it. Because we're in a different stage in our life. When we both had kids when we were younger.
I don't want to make fun of the kid, but what's wrong with the kid?
I think kids, didn't we hear that they were like blowing raspberries at the camera?
All right.
The microphone.
More time.
All right. We are told that the Gores have arrived, and so we'd like you boys to say good night. Say good night.
Good night.
Say good night.
Good night.
Wave good night.
Good night, soon to be dead dad.
The Gores are next on Larry King Live, a historic edition. If you missed it, watch the repeat. We'll be right back.
Where are my rubbers?
And is he, as he's getting older, making a sincere effort to sound as much like Jerry Lewis as he can?
I think it is a natural metamorphosis that he's going through.
And is it tough being married to me because I didn't wear rubbers?
Rubbers.
I have a car full of them.
Here's Cannon. He's here because I didn't wear a rubber. Because I'm Vera.
Would you have preferred me to put on a rubber?
Yeah. Sean, put the rubber on me.
Help me.
Put it on me. Put the rubber on me. Or I'm virile. I'll impregnate you.
Just like when I go out for a walk on a rainy day, I wear my rubbers.
My rubbers. Okay, thank you for the Larry King thing. Thank you to CNN for sending that right over to us. And we requested yesterday. Robbie, I know we want to break, but see if we can get one act in before we break. Come on, play along. I think we're still under control here, time-wise, with the show.
We're totally under control. Everything is fine.
I think
we
get one act in. Is it the guy, the cat food guy, Lisa? Is it the first guy?
Sure is.
All right, we'll bring it in.
You got a pound of it there in that bag, huh?
Now, hi, step up and sign in, please. What's your name?
Hagen.
Hagen, hi. Where are you from, Hagen?
I'm from Philly.
Well, thank you for making the drive down 95.
You get extra credit for that right away, for coming all the way down from Philly.
No problem. What kind of, for Vegas.
What, yeah, and the prize today on What Would You Eat is, in fact, a trip to Las Vegas for a week and $1,000 cash to gamble, courtesy of Miramax.
I'm already giving this guy extra credit for bringing individual cans.
Call 1-888-TRY-VMAX. Miramax, sexual enhancer. Who knows, maybe Larry King uses it when he's not wearing rubbers.
Rubbers!
Where are my rubbers?
Sorry, Al and Tipagora are lost in traffic because of the humidity.
My rubbers were very humid.
My rubbers were jamming the glove compartment, but I didn't wear them, Sean.
Or maybe I wore it and my rubber broke because of the humidity.
There's nothing more disturbing than broken rubbers.
Here he is how many different cans of cat food do you have there, my friend?
I got 3 cans of cat food.
Would you describe the cat food that you will be enjoying today?
We're going to eat a chicken and tuna dinner tonight.
Oh, my God. Yum. Tuna and chicken.
Nine lives.
Okay, we'll open up the cans and get to it. You can do this with your hands, or do you have a utensil, son?
He's got a spoon, Don.
Ah.
He's got a spoon.
The pull tab tops.
Here we go. Let's get the sound of opening those if we can on the air.
Oh, my God.
Open up the mic.
Have you done this before, Hagen?
No, actually never even seen cat.
Oh, my God, you're in for a treat. Oh,
welcome.
There you go. There's the first can opening.
Oh, God.
Great.
Hey, we got a bucket.
A puke bucket?
Oh, Lisa's gagging.
I got something to start with also. Just a little extra, little appetizer.
You got a what? What do you got?
You got to talk into the microphone.
What are you starting with? A little garlic? What is that?
Some insects.
Oh, you got to put bugs in there, Mike.
What is that? What kind of bugs you got? What is that?
Hagen, what kind of bugs do you have?
Oh, grasshoppery.
Did you kill them?
No, they're dead. I didn't kill them.
Hey, what extra credit here? We got a bucket. Joe, we got to encase
it.
No, you know what? Mike, we don't need a bucket because we got the guy who's going to eat the leavings off the floor.
Yeah, you want to spill something.
Hey, Joe, put the bucket on the other side of him, please.
Crickets.
All right, they're crickets. So you're eating 3 cans of cat food, a pound of cat food, and live crickets. And you drove down from Philly.
This guy's got extra credit. I mean, he's a great opening act. Here come the...
And
oh, my God.
He's now sprinkling the crickets on the cans of cat food.
Oh, that's foul.
Now, did you say, when we had you on the phone the other day, there's the... that's a nice bug. Did you say that eating stuff doesn't bother you?
Yeah, eating stuff doesn't bother me easily.
All right, well...
could be a first, though.
Get to it, Hagen. Start eating.
Let's start with a bug.
Eat a live cricket. There we go. And now he's diving into the cat food.
And here we go. Let's just... Enjoy the sounds of him eating.
There we go. That's the first bite of, he already has reacted to the very first bite of cat.
How's it taste, Hagen?
Real good.
He likes it.
Like home cooking.
Hey, home cooking. Mm-hmm. Lisa, do we have one of the cans? I'd love to read the ingredients on the...
While we're doing that, we get a mic right down by Hagen's mouth so we can actually...
That initial bite's a little rough.
Hear him chewing? Mm-hmm. Would you mind chewing loudly, Hagen?
All right, Don, would you like to hear the...
What's inside, Mike?
Meat byproducts, chicken, water sufficient for processing, poultry byproducts, fish, chicken broth, tuna, guar gum, salt, potassium chloride, sodium triphosphate, titanium dioxide,
good.
Natural flavor.
That's good cat food.
Choline chloride, carrageenan.
Oh, that's good.
Vitamin E supplement. You know, it's nice.
You got to have your vitamins.
There you go. Riboflavin supplement. Mm-hmm. Pyridoxinine, hydrochloride.
Ground up rubbers. How many cans is it? Are you still on your first can, Hagen?
I think I'm on my second right now.
Do you know 2/3 of the ingredients are chemicals?
Uh-huh.
Well, this is a very seriously processed food product.
That's so negative. You should focus on the 1/3 that isn't chemical.
You mean the meat byproducts, Ron?
Yeah.
See, you should see what he's done. He's taken the cat food and he's poured it out on a paper plate. Uh-huh. He's not eating right out.
How are you doing there, Hagen?
I am doing great.
That's good. He seems to be hanging in there. I couldn't do this. Already I couldn't.
Isn't the smell getting to you, Hagen?
Smell's getting to me a little bit, but...
Yeah. But you know what?
I'm picturing the lights.
Confidence in this guy. He would have had a problem already now.
But the crickets really add texture.
Hagen, you'll be real happy to know that this is simmered with real broth. And it's dolphin say.
My girlfriend told me to be the cat.
Not if you feed it to a dolphin.
Your girlfriend said, be the cat.
Be the cat.
Be the cat. Be the cat. Hey, he gets extra credit for the comedy, too. All right, slowing down a little bit, aren't you, Hagen?
Starting to hurt a little bit, that's all right.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, your stomach starting to hurt a little bit?
No.
Just
I think I need more crickets on.
He's got more bugs.
That's good. That's a good thing.
Look at this. Now,
look at
really
the sound of the crickets in a little plastic bag.
He really came prepared.
Yeah.
Well, you don't want to run out of crickets.
Oh, God. There's a lot of bugs on top of that cat food now.
He likes them.
Wow.
Jesus.
Oh, man.
Here we go. Eat up.
I'm already starting to get that low-grade headache.
I was getting bored of the other stuff, you know?
There you go.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know.
Cat food with crickets.
Great.
On a big old fork with him.
Holy F.
Yeah, and
oh, oh, God, he's going to gag.
Hey, Lisa, are you going to puke? What?
I thought he was.
Oh, you thought
all right, no, he's fine.
And that would make me puke.
And then we'd have
she got no confidence in me.
Then it would be the scene from Stand By Me all over again.
That's right.
Which I happened to watch this morning.
The pie-eating contest.
Yeah, for some reason I thought it was appropriate to watch that today.
Lardass.
And you know what I've noticed?
Lardass and castor oil.
And this happens a lot when we have contestants on the show.
Right.
Look how his hands are shaking.
Well, sure. There's an actual shaking thing when you're shocking your body. Like
and I don't think that it's he's nervous about being on the radio.
No, it's just the idea of ingesting this kind of chow.
Three cans of cat food with bugs on top of them.
Yeah.
It's going to be a hard act to beat, really.
And you know, the meat, it's wet cat food, but it comes packed together.
Yeah,
but it's got juice in it.
Hey,
so it's become kind of like a soup with the crickets.
Hey, Hagen.
You got rubber juice?
Rubber juice.
I'm going to help you out a little bit. Just dump a little on the floor because we got a guy coming in that's going to eat it.
Yeah.
One little bite. Just a little bit.
Don't get the counter dirty.
Just a little bit.
Just put some on the floor. Yeah, so you know what you do? Just take that plate and just kind of dump it on the floor. Because you've eaten the majority of that.
Yeah, absolutely.
We'll give you
cleaned
that.
It up pretty well.
There you go. All right. No, eat that one big hunk.
Yeah, you got to eat
there
that.
There you go.
All right, and then the rest can go on the floor.
There you go.
Oh, man.
Are you gonna puke, Hagen?
No, he's good.
Hold on.
Hold on.
There's, if you're going to spew over there.
Hagen, your face is so red right now.
All right, he's made it, ladies and gentlemen. I think he has got...
Dude.
Has he made it?
That was
Hagen?
Pretty amazing.
Way to go.
That was
outstanding.
Recovery bar right now.
That is a great start.
Man, oh man, and the face is scarlet.
He regurgitated a little bit, but was able to keep it down.
Hey, way to go. Hagen, you're the man.
Hey, and he brought water, and he didn't once go to the water. I think that deserves extra credit.
Thank you, Hagen.
Good job, Hagen.
We will all cast a vote for you. We're voting on a scale of 1 to 5, each of us individually. I tell you, you get extra points for making the drive down from Philly and extra points for putting bugs on top of the cat.
And I will give him one bonus point for the girlfriend's comment, be the cat.
Be the cat. Thank you, Hagen. We'll let you know.
Very much. It was a pleasure.
That's the lot. He's going to the bathroom right now.
All right. There he goes.
Oh, my God.
There he goes. There goes Hagen.
Jesus Christ.
I don't know which is grosser. The thought of Larry King putting a rubber on or watching a guy eat three cans of cat food with bugs.
I think right now it's a push.
I bet the smell's the same.
Yeah, exactly the same.
Larry King's putting a rubber on. Smells like cat food.
Yeah, when he takes it off.
All right. My jizz.
Oh, God. Oh, dear. Tuna and chicken.
Smells like cat food.
It's not work,
Let's clear the lines now. Time for the secret sound.
Click.
Right. It's some kind of clicking sound. Phone number 877-365-3636. Dial recklessly, you animals. Be the 100th caller now.
Click.
And you get a chance to win $500.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Here's the pulse. All right. And this is your finger. Far from the pulse, jam straight up your ass.
The Don and Mike Show.
Where you can always count on some ass play. The Don and Mike Show.
Right, right. About done there? I need my space, Lisa. I mean that literally. I need my space.
Feeling crowded?
Well, you know, Mr. Skin gives her the links right before we go on the air, and then she has to come in. And, you know, our antiquated computer system
takes a little longer than most.
Not exactly state-of-the-art, and right now...
Anybody, you know, it'd be a funny experiment one day to actually put years on some of this stuff, like this monitor right here. I'd like to know when that was purchased.
It's got to be in the 90s. Because it's, well, I know where it's from. They're Dell computers that the Dell company donated to us
right
after we were bitching one day about how bad our computers are.
That's about 3-4 years ago.
Right, right.
An eternity in the world of computers. But if you want a fun journey, let's someday look at those cart machines.
Yeah. Yeah.
Antiques.
I know a lot of stations.
80s?
A lot of stations are digital. Oh, my, no, 70s.
Yeah. 70s?
70s yeah. On a lot of those car machines. Thank you, Lisa. Thank you for giving me my space. Call 100. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
I have caller 100.
Yeah, hi, and what's your name?
Hi, Patrick.
Hi, Pat. Where are you from?
Portland, Maine.
Pat, here you go. OWZAN.
That's right.
Great affiliate in Portland. You've got the Blockbuster prize pack, including the DVD copy of Spirit. Now available on DVD and VHS at Blockbuster Volio. The sound is a common, everyday sound. We'll play it for you now, identify it, and you win $500. A clue. Shall I give a clue?
I think a clue would be appropriate.
I think the clue would be just about every adult has heard this sound or hears this sound daily.
Good clue.
Yeah.
Every adult hears this sound daily.
Yeah. Most nearly every adult would hear this sound daily.
Male and females.
That would be adult, right. Both genders. 15 seconds of thing. Please don't answer till Mike sings. Like?
Mike DMC.
Hey, I really like the angle you've taken.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. It's so much better than
thank you.
Dean Martin.
Thank you.
Hold on. Wendell's sending me an instant message.
Uh-huh.
The Dell computers that were given to you are in call screening.
Ah.
The computer on Mike's side of the board is a Pentium 4. The one facing you is a Pentium 3.
Hmm.
And that means what?
I don't know.
The age on them, I don't know. Thanks.
Thanks so much.
Thanks, Wendell. Okay, please don't answer to Mike's things. Like
Mike DMC.
And we wish you Godspeed.
Caller, name this sound.
Click, click, click.
Kid.
No.
Kidding. There it is. I'll play it for you one more time. There it is. It's a clicking sound, obviously. It's a
click, 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 click.
Right. That's the sound.
I'm not lonely. I'm not homely. Still trying to find my one and only.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you.
Sahib, you have found the niche.
Thank you very much.
That is
That's my own creation right there. Thank you.
Good
Thank
job.
You very much. It's Mike DMC.
Really?
That's me.
Oh,
yes,
see, I thought it was,
yeah, that's
you know,
me.
From it's tricky.
No, actually, I wrote that myself. That's
for,
strange. Yeah, just another one of my talents.
For 500 bones, name it and claim it. What's the sound?
I have a horrible guess. Is it the sound of a deadbolt latching?
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, we're sorry.
Maybe for Stuart Little, it's the sound of a deadbolt. Or for Daniel Snyder.
Yeah.
Thank you. You're right. It was an awful guess. And we thank you anyway. Don't forget that every guess
is a clue for you.
A clue for you. Okay, now, Herndon, are we calling an audible here? We're not going to go with Skin right now?
He's calling us right now. I mean, he should be calling any second. We can go ahead and start with the next contestant if you would like.
All right, let's do that. Bring in the next contestant for the What Would You Eat contest.
Would this be William and Tracy?
Yeah.
What do we have? We.
It's a he and she thing. Uh-huh. It's a guy and a gal. And let's say hello.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for the beverages. Much appreciated.
Now, are you guys husband and wife? Boyfriend and girlfriend?
Boyfriend, girlfriend.
Very boyfriend, nice. Girlfriend. And where are you guys from?
Philly.
From another couple.
Wow.
From Philadelphia.
How about people coming down from Philadelphia?
Let's for that. Somebody tell Tim Sabian this today. His heart medication needs to be backed off a little bit.
His beard is growing a little longer today.
Two couples in a row from Philly right on top. That's outstanding that Philadelphia is. It's coming strong to the microphone.
And I'd like to point out that another one of our contestants will be coming in and eating stuff off the floor. And William just stepped in the cat food and kind of rubbed it with his shoe. So that just adds a little something to the next guy that does that.
Now, William, you and Tracy, it's a guy-girl thing. What are you guys going to do?
Well, I'm going to eat fly larvae and mealworms and around 2 pounds of clean corn. She's going to give me a hand doing so.
She's going to do what?
She's going to help you out.
I thought maybe we had a really special show or something like that.
I don't know if we want to see her giving you a handy, but... Well, you would like to see that, right, Lisa?
Yeah.
Okay, well, go ahead. So, what is it you're eating? It's fly what?
Larvae.
Oh, look at that.
Larva.
Look at these worms.
They're crawling.
They're actually moving.
They're alive.
Let's see. Let me take a look at those.
Those worms are alive.
Pretty loud.
Wow.
That's gross.
Phenomenal.
Oh, that's gross. Where'd you get these worms at?
Pet store.
You know, they smell
these worms
too.
Bite?
I hope not.
And you know, those worms have a certain smell about them as well. Or maybe it's the...
Oh,
maybe it's,
my God.
They smell pretty bad.
Take a whiff.
Yeah, let me...
take a whiff.
Smell these worms.
Oh, dear.
Mm.
Oh.
Smells like Larry King's rubbers.
Man, that's really nasty. It smells like
Lisa.
It's horrible.
Smell.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. It's bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's almost a gag reflex.
Oh, my gosh. Now, are you going to go for swallowing them whole, or are you going to go for chew them?
I want to chew them.
Chew them, yeah.
William here, and Tracy, you're here for... To really help your partner there?
Points. I was thinking I'd eat some, and... Maybe if I went topless?
There you go.
That's a thought.
Yeah, it's so nice when women read our minds, isn't it?
No. And you know what? I love the fact
there's one on the floor
that you're in horn dog mode all the time.
Yeah.
I don't have to push that button anymore myself.
You don't have to worry about instigating anything or initiating anything. I will take care of that.
And as Rosie O'Donnell would say, she's a cutie patootie.
Yes. She is indeed.
Really
very petite.
Yeah. And nice eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice, piercing blue eyes.
I'm trying to think of the celebrity she most resembles.
You know,
and
she
looks a little bit like Leah Remini.
Yeah.
Christina Ricci, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah, except not as bony as Christina Ricci.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Prettier Sarah Jessica Parker.
Yeah, a little Sarah. Well,
prettier.
Now, you know what we're going to have to do? We're going to have to shut the blinds.
Yeah.
Because all of the other contestants, they've heard that there's nudity, and now all of the other contestants
are
outside. Get out of here, you losers.
Diego, close the blinds, please.
You dicks. Go back inside.
I want to note that some of the big ones that smell, what are those?
What'd you put in your mouth, William? Did you just try a worm?
Yes.
You're not fazed by worms at all, are you?
If I get this over with, I've never tried it before.
Two out of the box, two strong contestants from Philly.
On the floor, some have made their way down on the floor.
Very good.
Several of them.
Boy. Very good. Yeah, and that guy who's going to eat the leavings off the floor, he will be our final contestant today.
Absolutely.
Now, all right, Tracy is now...
Tracy is taking her top off.
Removing her top.
And we are getting ready. Now, are you going to wait till he starts eating? Is that what you're waiting for, the moment of truth here? All right, very good.
And, William, if you don't mind chewing really loudly, right into the microphone,
and go.
All right, here we go. And she's taking her top off as he's going to...
You know, it's amazing. Which do you stare at? You know, it's amazing.
Hold on, let's listen to him.
It's easy. Well, yeah.
Mmm.
Wow, it's cold in here.
It sure is. Yeah. I'm glad the air conditioning's not broken today.
Hey, y'all.
Listen to him.
He's got to just
take it off.
He had her bra on, and now
not anymore.
Wow. Man, can I tell you something? You could work in a titty bar. I really think you could.
The bestower of advice to me.
Oh, yeah.
You are kicking my ass today.
Well, no, I'm sorry.
That is
big
too funny.
Tips.
I told Mike before the show that go easy on
it. We have a new lingo that we're able to.
Is that extra points, though?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Go for it.
Oh, yes.
Wow. I got some cat food for dessert.
Oh, wow. You're going to eat cat food, too. Now, she is eating.
Oh, yes, she's had a... Did you get a worm in there?
I don't like... Mm-hmm. Right. Oh, that's gross. Yeah. See, a beautiful...
But you know what?
Girl,
hey, but it still points.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It still points. This is strong.
They're already blowing the other guy out of the water.
Yeah. Your finger came a long way. I'll do it right.
You did.
Yeah. Might as well tell...
Humidification really bad.
Right.
Might as well tell Hagen to go home now.
Yeah.
The first guy that ate all that cat food.
She's got great ones, too.
Yeah, and they're both eating the worms, and he's eating the corn with a fly larva junk in it. And
you know, it would just be my casual observation, but this is a relationship that's going to stay together a while.
Yeah, I think so.
You get two people that do this. This is strong
stuff. How long have you guys been going out?
1 year?
Oh, 2 years. 2 years.
2 years.
2 years. All right, very good.
2 years. Well, that's well done. I mean,
this is good.
I'm satisfied.
I am too. This is wonderful. So I will give you extra credit if you put the cat food into the corn and worm mixture, stir it up, and take 3 very good bites. Because the only knock I got on you right now is you're kind of nibbling and you're not really going for a real ingestion of food there. As a matter of fact, the way that mixture is, if you stir it up, you could kind of drink it.
Oh,
hey, could you get me a straw?
No, you can just like tilt it up. You know, like you do with a bowl of soup.
Oh, like Jethro with a bowl of soup?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Jesus.
Anything to make this last just a little longer.
Yeah. What a circus this is today. What a freaking circus this is.
Circus now he is stirring up the mixture of the goo of
cat food and creamed corn.
And worms. Mm-hmm. Do we have a specific type of worm that you're... Because these are not like tiny little mealworms.
Fly larvae and some sort of mealworm.
Mealworm. Very good.
Fly larvae.
Okay, well, take that up to your mouth and just give us a big...
Tracy, you must be very proud right now.
Very proud of him.
Absolutely. Yeah, there he goes.
He's doing it.
I'm satisfied with that, Mike.
I am too. Let's give him a round of applause.
Absolutely satisfied. Great William, job. Tracy, all we'll ask is that you would leave, spill a little on the floor.
Yeah, they actually dumped some worms down already. And
a little of the
now,
corn and the
a little of the corn little down. Flat. That's fine. Yeah. Very good. Good job,
yeah.
Kids.
Yeah. Wow. Wonderful. That's pretty great.
Yeah.
Yeah, bust open that ice. Absolutely, William.
William, a little queasy now, just a little bit queasy.
After I got the last mouthful down, it's fine.
Yeah. All right, so that was mealworms,
right?
Fly larva,
right?
Cream corn,
right?
Cat food,
uh-huh. And topless Tracy,
and a beautiful topless woman.
Yeah, unbelievable.
That's gonna be
a very, very hard to beat.
Very hard act to beat.
Oh my God.
Very hard to beat. What's wrong, Lisa? Well, you never seen a topless woman before?
It smells really bad in here.
Yeah, it is kind of gamey.
Yes,
yeah.
It does. Well, you are both great people. Thanks for making the drive down.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
We'll let you know.
Boy, the Philly contingent.
Yeah.
Looking strong today.
Mm. Strong.
Boy, oh boy.
Wow.
Hey, we screw up by getting apartments in New York. We should have got those apartments in Philly, Mike.
Absolutely.
Really should have. How are we to know?
I know.
How are we to know? Thanks, Tracy. Thank you, William.
Good job, guys.
Nice meeting you guys. Wow, good contest thus far.
Mm-hmm. You bet.
Really good contest thus far. You know, she looks like it's a younger, and I'm going to be real obscure here. Only Star Trek fans would know the woman I'm talking about. The Star Trek movie... With the Next Generation, where they go to the planet where nobody ages,
mm-hmm.
and the woman that Picard falls in love with, she looks like a much younger, prettier version of that woman.
They were a very confident couple.
Yeah,
anyway, good reason.
She's hot.
Yeah, wow.
He was gross, and she was hot, and the room still smells like Larry King's rubbers. quite a show we got going today, and let's take just a moment out of all of the eating and rubberage to say hi to Jim McBride. It's time for the weekly Sister Skin segment.
Hey, here's no stranger to a titty bar.
Here he is. Hey, Mike, way to work in the first one of the day.
Thank you very much.
Here is Mr. Skin, the inventor of the greatest website ever,
mm-hmm.
www.mrskin.com. Hey, Jim, what's up?
Hey, how you guys doing?
We missed you last week.
Yeah, a little
There was some government business to take care of.
We were preempted for some news special, but as it turns out, I think Lisa told me she spoke to you and there was really nothing happening last week, right?
Yeah, last week was, believe me, I can always find some skin. That's not a problem, but there were no big movies coming out. So I said, hey, no big deal. We'll catch up next week.
All right, so I know that this week, I know we have the James Bond movie.
Yes.
And I know that Halle Berry was topless in Swordfish, and she was naked in Monster's Ball.
Right. Yes.
I think the question we all have, and I'm pretty sure I know the answer because I've seen the rating of the movie, does she show anything in the new James Bond movie?
No, there's no nudity in it, and that's typical of a James Bond flick. I mean, hot babes, tons of bikinis, but you usually don't get nudity in his movies, and this is no exception. But they do a cool thing. They recreate, remember, I'm a big Ursula Andress fan.
No, you and me both.
Yeah, well, she was back in 1962, the movie Dr. No with Sean Connery. There's a scene where she emerges from the water in a white bikini with the knife strapped to the side of her, and she looked outstanding. I mean, that movie's on DVD, and, you know, we have pics of that. But Halle Berry, same thing, they kind of recreated it here. And I got to tell you, Halle Berry looks pretty darn good in a bikini, too. No question about it. But there is no nudity in this. I did, as great as the bikini scene is, and I loved it, I also was able to find another thing, which I can't wait for the DVD because I want to check this out. There's a scene where she's running and her skirt kind of flies up and you get a quick uppy shot. As far as nudity, it's more this is tease stuff. It's not you're not going to get nudity, and it's typical of a James Bond flick.
An uppy shot,
and it's okay with Halle Berry because she has given. Last year she gave us an awful lot.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, that's the thing. I mean, anytime an actress has done, you go with a Swordfish, then you follow with a Monster's Ball. I'll let you slide on just a bikini after that. I won't get on your case.
And Jim, you'll probably agree with me that it Swordfish doesn't really do her justice because she's laying down and it makes her boobs kind of fall to the side.
Right.
That you don't really see the full boobage that you do in Monster's Ball.
Yeah, you don't get the bounce happening. You don't get the different angles. Plus the bonus butt shots, too, in Monster's Ball. That's just outstanding.
Oh, Mr. Skin, Jim, I got to tell you, after you were on last 2 weeks ago talking about the Billy Bob's balls.
You mean like the unseen footage from Monster's Ball?
We had a lot of people call and say that on DirecTV that when you buy the pay-per-view, you could specifically buy the European version.
The Billy Bob beanbag version?
That you were talking about.
Yeah.
And I rented it. I've not seen it yet. I TiVo'd it by your record.
Freeze it.
And I'm going to find out. But we had, after you were on that segment, like a million calls in a row with people saying, yeah, you buy it on DirecTV and you can see his nuts. So I guess it's out there in America to be found as well as on your website.
Yeah, well, the other thing is there's still unedited, there is still footage that hasn't made it to either of those sources that's out there, too, that I'm waiting to get on DVD or some highlights of that. So, I mean, it's you got to remember, the scene that was actually filmed had more nudity, more exposure than anything anyone's ever seen on either the Euro thing, the American thing, or any director's cut stuff. So there's more to come, which is the good news.
Hey, Jim, now that we're heading into the holiday season, is this good or is this bad for nudity in feature films?
Right around Christmas, the nudity kind of dies down, right, the day or two before. But, no, like I said, as long as it's not the summer, we're okay. It's the summer that kills us because you get everything PG-13 because they're catering to the kids. But
there's
from
no nudity.
Fall and winter into the spring, we're going to be looking at some good nudity coming up.
Won't be any nudity in the Santa Claus, too.
Yeah, the Santa Claus and the Disney stuff, a little light. But other than that, we should be okay.
All right, so if there's nothing in the theaters, we must have DVD action as well.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And I have a movie that'll be out next week called Lovely and Amazing. And I'm really pumped up about this. It's one of the better full-on furry, full frontal scenes I've seen in a while. The babe in there is Emily Mortimer.
Wow, I got it on the screen now.
Oh, you're looking.
Let me turn around and show it to Mike. Take a look at the bush on this girl.
Well, that's the part about this. She's from the UK, as evidenced by the Pelt.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, the Pelt Patrol down there. But
wow.
In this Emily Mortimer, she's been in Scream 3. She was in Disney's a Disney movie a while back. But
hold on, Jim. Hold on.
Yeah.
Is she the girl with the British accent?
Yes.
In the Disney movie The Kid?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, but that looks like a throw rug.
I'm telling you, I've seen this girl in this awful Bruce Willis movie.
Right.
She's really pretty.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And the reason I love this...
Oh, this is so great seeing her naked.
Well, the cool thing is, and this scene goes on for 3.5 minutes, and it's one of the weirder scenes, and I've thought about this after I saw it. Listen to this setup here. She's in bed with Dermot Mulroney, and she gets out of bed and stands at the foot of the bed completely nude and says, you know what? He was the boyfriend at the time. I want you to analyze my body. Tell me everything that's good, but also, more importantly, I want you to tell me everything that's bad with me. And she just stands there, and the camera's on her as he's saying, hey, your right breast is a little bigger. Turn to the side. Ooh, you got some saggage there. He's looking at her arms. They're a little skinny. But the one thing that he says, his biggest complaint is she has to trim the trim. It's way too bushy. And,
you know, I'm wondering if that's part of that movie. I'm wondering if maybe that's a little Merkin action down there, where that's not all really her.
Well, yeah, that's hard to say.
Right.
I'm guessing because she's from England that she probably went with the retro bush anyway, so that probably was natural, but who knows? You're right. They could have added it just because that was a beef he had with her. But this scene happens 58 minutes in. The movie's called Lovely and Amazing. It'll be out next week, new release section of your video store, and it's really outstanding. I see awards, my Anatomy Awards. I see something coming up for this in the future.
What a great body she has. Yeah. And if you go to MrSkin.com, the name you want is Emily Mortimer.
Right.
And
former Disney chick.
Yeah, if you've seen this movie, The Kid, with Bruce Willis, an awful movie, she plays his secretary.
Yeah.
And, wow, that's a good poll, Mr. Skin.
Yeah, well, cool. And it'll be out. Yeah, and then you could go get it at the video store next week also. The two other things I wanted to mention to you guys. A lot of guys are into her. She's one of the hotter babes on TV. Jennifer Garner from Alias.
Yes, sir.
And I get requests all the time, like, you know, when's she going to get naked? I'm dying to see her naked. I get that all the time. Well, this week on Alias, now it's network TV, so I don't want to get you too excited, but there was a scene where Jennifer Garner is, she's getting, like, scrubbed down by Sark's technicians. She was completely naked with her hands covering her gland canyons.
You are such a perv.
I got to tell you, it's one of the hottest things I've seen on TV.
Look at this. He took one frame from a TV show, and you can see Jennifer Garner's boob.
Yeah, you can. Well, it's like with her hand over. With her hand.
Right. Yeah, but still,
you can see the fullness. You can see the fullness.
Yes, you can see the fullness.
Now,
the fullness.
Tell me at the Skin Laboratories, how does this work? Someone calls you up and says, hey, Jim, there's a scene in Alias where she's being hosed down.
Yeah, well, not quite like that. What happened, we have it at the Skin offices here. We have... obviously, we have a bunch of DVD players. We have a bunch of video players. But we also have a bunch of satellites. And we tape all these shows. And then we go through them the next day and see if anything happened. And we were lucky to catch this. And it's TV skin, but it's some of the hotter TV skin you're going to see.
Right on the top it says Jennifer Garner in Alias Season 2, Episode 7.
Yeah, we like to be very specific.
Okay, I'll give you a... Two dings for both. Those are both good polls.
You know, Don and I were talking about the television show 24, the name of the actress, I don't even know. There are two actresses in that show. One plays the assistant to the president, and the other one is the girl that plays Jack Bauer's daughter.
Yeah, the one that Alicia Cuthbert, who's the real young hot blonde.
Right, she's the turbo hottie.
Yeah, she's one that everyone's into. She's only like 19, so we got to hold on. She hasn't done nudity yet. She did show up in some panties in an episode this year, but no nudity yet. Now, there's a bunch of other babes, like Leslie Hope is another one. Mia Kirshner is another hottie. So, yeah, they definitely have some hot babes from that show, no question.
So you can look at that show, and just, I mean, for people that might be hearing this for the first time, you can go to MrSkin.com and actually put in the name and find...
if you search 24, it'll show you everyone from that show that's shown Skin.
You know,
it's very cross-referenceable.
Delivers the goods.
All right, what is it? The other pop-up that I see here on my screen is Valerie.
Well, that's one last thing I wanted to mention to you guys. This kind of has some historical significance to me because
you're great.
Back when I was a kid, on PBS. Now, you got to remember, it's like me growing up as a guy in the 70s as a kid. We didn't have cable. I couldn't rent R-rated movies, but of course I was dying to see whatever nudity I could. Well, I'll never forget my parents talking how on PBS that night they were going to air the movie Steam Bath with Bill Bixby and Valerie Perrine. And the big thing back in 1973 was the fact that they were going to air it on PBS with nudity. And I remember sneaking down to the basement and at like 9 at night and catching that. And, you know, we didn't have VCRs or anything, so it was one of those things where the nudity lasted like 8 seconds, but you had it ingrained in your mind for the rest of your life. And they just released Steam Bath on DVD, and, I think you guys are looking at a pic of Valerie Perrine. Now, that was on Channel 11. I mean, back then there was ABC, NBC, CBS, and TBS.
Right. Now, Valerie Perrine, in her day, was a lady that did not mind showing her body off.
Oh, yeah. She was nude in a few things. Lenny, the movie with Dustin Hoffman, she had some good nudity, and she did some Kurt Vonnegut stuff that was good. But this has, like I said, this a lot of memories, I guess, for me as a kid. And she definitely, it's kind of cool to see, so I thought I'd share that with you guys because it is something I was a big fan of.
Jim, as always, you're the greatest. We love the site, www.mrskin.com. And again, I've written it down, and I will buy the movie next week. Lovely and amazing.
Oh, yeah, definitely buy that.
Because that's, for me, that's the Mr. Skin pick of the week, with the girl Emily Mortimer, but also a great shot of Jennifer Gardner's boob from the TV show Alias.
That's great.
Well, Jim, you're a genius, and always great. Excuse me, having you on the show. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, guys, take care.
All right, bye-bye. There he is, the inventor of MrSkin.com.
I don't think we've ever had a guest on this show where within his subject matter, I know that no matter what question I have, he will be able to answer it off the top of his head.
He's pretty good. I know he's on a ton of radio shows, and there was some kind of feud with Howard for a while about him being on Howard's show. I think we have a unique relationship with him because we're really into it. And a lot of the stuff that he offers on occasion, like when he has like a top 10 list, that's on his website. That's prepared stuff.
Right.
But I like when you toss out a name.
Yeah, like 24,
you did, 24, absolutely. And just off the top of his head. He knows the babes. He knows if they've been naked or not.
Incredible.
But I'm telling you, as someone who has sat through that awful movie, The Kid, with Bruce Willis, this girl is a knockout, this British babe, Emily Mortimer, and she has got a body to die for.
And I bet that was, I really do still think, as I look at that picture, I bet that was something, since they had it in the scene, that's probably not really all her. You know, they probably used the, what do they call it, a merkin?
Yeah, right. That's like a toupee for your vagina.
Yes. Thank you.
It's a fake bush.
Thank you, Doctor.
Well, it is. Don't you remember that time we had a giant discussion about merkins on the show?
Right. Yes. Yeah.
And who might wear them and who might not wear them.
Amen.
And why they were made. Yeah.
I'm resisting the urge to use our new word. I'm not going to, though. It's not appropriate.
You wouldn't see that at a
titty bar.
Hey, Lisa, next. Now, this guy with the egg.
This guy, this is called a balut, Don.
Now, how bad will this smell? Because we had people call yesterday saying it would stink, and other people calling saying, no, that's not right, it's not going to stink.
Well, you know what, I asked him, he indeed has never done this before, so he does not know.
Oh, dear. Where did he get his balut?
I don't know.
Probably an Asian market, I would assume.
Maybe we should put him near the bottom of the list if the studio is going to stink bad. Yeah. This guy, Mike, with a concoction. Maybe we'll go with him next. The guy with the goldfish.
Somebody had to leave. It might be him. So
okay.
All right. Well, listen.
Now we go with Anthony and the goldfish.
You just figure it out. Get two contestants in here right after this break. Thank you, Mr. Skin.
He did get it from an Asian market.
Ah, and we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The important thing here is a fucking bunch of motherfuckers we don't even know calling us assholes on the internet to teenagers and guys who can't even get laid. Putting a stop to that is the most important thing we could ever do.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
You're right.
When you hear the dull creak of the cabinet, you know it's time for the Don and Mike Show.
Well, Bill O'Reilly is a pretty famous guy. And
what say you, Donald?
We have a thought of the day from Bill O'Reilly.
Here we go.
Every day he's got some kind of phrase, a thought to uplift you and make you feel better. And here it is, today's Bill O'Reilly moment.
If I have leprosy, I want me to be the only one that has it.
All right.
I really take my hat off to him for that and the skin that comes with it.
Thank you. Thank you, Bill. Okay. What would you eat for a trip to Las Vegas?
It is going beautifully so far. We've had some wonderful contestants.
As a matter of fact, Lisa was telling us during the break that a couple of people have already quit.
Wow.
A couple of people who were out in the lobby.
Yeah, I mean, they realize the competition is very, very fierce.
Yeah.
And they quit. But, I mean, no need to worry. We've still got contestants for the entire show. We had more than enough.
Oh, yeah. We haven't had our worm eater yet.
Well, we've had people eat worms, but the guy who's going to eat just worms
is
coming in.
Well, let's point out that there's the one guy that's going to eat stuff off the floor at the end of the contest, and some of the worms are traveling.
So they're not dead yet?
No.
Well, what you probably have to do, Mike, I know it. I know you're going
to hurt them.
You're a lover, not a fighter, but probably have to kill them so that we can make sure the guy eats.
Rob,
some
that
of the
no, I've been watching him. He's moving kind. He's like Uncle Joe. He's moving
kind of
slow.
But when the guy comes in, and he's going to eat things off the floor at the end of the contest.
Yeah.
He's going to have to do a sort of a seek and destroy.
Gotcha.
You know, they're mostly happy in the corn, I think.
Yeah, they seem to like the corn a lot.
We're giving away a trip to Las Vegas, courtesy of Viramax. 5 nights, 6 days in beautiful Las Vegas.
Wow.
Courtesy of Viramax Sexual Enhancer. Have great sex more often with Viramax. Available at finer health food stores, pharmacies, and retailers everywhere. Or call 1-888-TRI-VMAX. And we're throwing in $1,000 so you can gamble. Las Vegas gambling.
Gambling. That's why we're here. Gambling.
Lisa, who's the next contestant? Hold on.
Anthony is the next contestant.
Bring in Anthony, who's going to eat, I think, 10 live goldfish.
Oh, boy. Wow.
This is a standard on a what would you eat. This is a contest we do about once a year. We got a rotation. We've got what would you do. We've got the freak show.
Hi, Anthony.
Anthony, how are you, my friend?
Doing all right.
Our first person of color on the show.
Yes, always nice to have a well-integrated contest here. It's terrific.
Bob, don't shake your head ruefully. What can Brown do for you?
Absolutely,
Rob.
Remember that, all right?
Where are you from, Anthony?
I'm from Wilmington. I'm coming from State College.
Wow.
State College.
We have people are driving miles to get here today.
So you listen on what station?
In Wilmington, it's 94.1. It's actually
WYSB.
Was going to do the story, but he drove all the way down here. It turns out he's not 21, so I'm Coy Detmer today. I'm a little pinch hitter.
Oh, so
you're the stand-in.
You don't look like you want to do this.
All right. So here's the story.
You know,
the guy who was going to do it is not old enough.
He can't do it. It's written all over his face that he doesn't want to do this.
Now, where's the guy who's not old enough?
He's right there in the lobby.
We should bring him in as well.
Can he come in to watch, Lisa? Can he at least come in to watch?
Bring the guy in to watch. I mean, there's no law saying we can't have people underage watching.
He's going to usually people that are eaters that come in with a great deal of confidence, and Anthony here came in with just a little bit of trepidation. Doesn't look like he's coming
here either. Though he's telling me last night he wants me to go with him. He goes, I'm going to do 10 goldfish. I'm like, why don't you get 20? Come on,
right?
We got 20 here.
You have 20?
20 goldfish.
Wow.
Have you ever eaten goldfish before, Anthony?
No.
Never.
No.
Okay.
So there's a chance he might pull out.
No, I'm not pulling out. No.
Bless you.
I'm sorry, I'm allergic to some of the mealworms in here right now.
Bless you. And now here is Anthony,
Tony.
Tony,
all right.
Oh, that's Matt.
Matt and Tony. Matt, get over here, Matt. Get on microphone number 3.
Don't step in anything.
So you're not 21, so you can't participate.
No, I'll be 21 next Wednesday.
And really, you're that close.
Wow.
I want to say, this is a true friend you have right here. Ebony and Ivory.
Yes.
This is a true friend, because this guy just gave you a ride, and now...
Now, if Tony eats the goldfish and Tony wins, he can take Matt here to the to Vegas.
I think if Tony eats and if Tony wins, Tony can take anybody he wants.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's true.
Matt's going.
So, Matt, you better be nice to him, you know. I mean, you know, he's look what he's doing for you here. You know?
All right, where are the goldfish, boys?
They're in the cup.
Oh, I see. Oh, can I take a look? They're in a big McDonald's cup.
Couple are floating.
Oh,
wow. Yeah, since about 11
go.
Today.
Take a look, Mike. Take a look. They are gross. You know, you think goldfish, And what you think of, like, are the Pepperidge Farm cookies.
Yeah.
And these goldfish are longer. Oh. They look more like gummy worms.
Right. Now, I've witnessed this, so have you. And what you might want to be aware of is that as you are ingesting them, if you swallow them whole, you'll feel them going down, and that can be a problem.
Man,
so
there you go.
It has been a strategy that if you're going to go ahead, chewing is really the best way just to...
Because if they're alive...
Now we have another guy coming in here right now. Who is this guy?
Well, some guy in a wife beater coming in here.
Yeah, well, now, who are you, sir? Are you part of this trifecta?
No.
What are you doing in here?
I got the skin tag.
Oh, no, you get out of here. It's not your time yet.
Get out of here.
I think I just going to eat his wife's skin tag.
Upperwear security. He was running in. Hi. What the hell are you doing in here?
So, Tony, the deal is, if some of these goldfish, and obviously they are still alive. Oh, and look, he's got the cute little...
Yeah, he's got the little net.
The little net like you get...
The kind of net that they actually get the fish out of the pet store.
At the pet store.
We don't play games, though.
When you get the ones that are alive, definitely chew.
Oh.
Because Mike's right, we've had people eat them, swallow them, and then as they're going down, because they're still alive, they squiggle around, and then you yup-chuck.
And really, if I can give you another piece of advice here, usually eating them in bulk is a good idea. You know?
Yeah, and I want to mention that in the midst of all of this today...
I couldn't get one down myself, no.
In the next few moments, we're going to have sexpert Dr. Patty on the show.
Wow, it's just nonstop in here.
She's going to be hawking these sex pillows, and girls from AmazingEntertainment.com are coming in to demonstrate these different sexual positions.
What a show this is today. And, you know, we need the bucket. We need the puke bucket.
I hope they bring brandy.
You know, the last girl took off your shirt. Matt can do the same thing. He's ready.
No, that's not necessary.
We're not homos.
Oh,
that's okay.
Very good.
All right, Tony, if you're ready.
I'm ready.
Good luck, Tony. And
go ahead.
Go.
He's scooping them out. Take them out just with your hands.
He's already foregoing the net, and he's going right for the...
Here we go. And?
There we go. All right.
Now, do we have the sound of you chewing them?
How do they taste, Tony?
Yummy.
How do they compare to, like, say, a sardine or something like that?
Oh, much worse.
Much worse.
Oh.
Much more fish guts, right?
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
That helped.
That helped him a little bit.
Pretty funny watching him just put his hand. Now he's just taking a... It's like he's eating popcorn.
Now, Matt, why don't you lean over and tell us how many more he's got left? He's had two handfuls. How many look like are in there right now?
We started out with 20.
Right. How many in there right now?
There's probably about... 12 left.
Not a tremendous amount of headway made, you know. You're almost halfway there, Tony.
And Tony is still chewing. Now, Tony?
Tastes like chicken.
Tastes like
chicken. He's got the right attitude. You know what? He didn't look all that confident, but he is blazing through these goldfish.
Yeah. And
eating them like you'd see the snacking goldfish.
Yeah, eating them like candy, like popcorn, right. Really. What he does is they have one of these gigantic, like 32-ounce plastic cups from McDonald's.
I think there's no question that Tony's gotten his protein quotient for the day.
And Tony is just putting his hand deep inside the cup that's full of water and putting them in his mouth. That is fresh seafood.
Now, Tony, I am going to ask you, when you get down to the last one, if you could just give us one with the old hold the tail, drop it into your mouth thing. I mean, that's the classic way of eating the goldfish.
There's a lot of class for you guys right now, you know.
Yeah. yum, yum.
We got some great contestants today, don't we? This is fantastic. Oh, man.
How is that fish? Is that good? She's chewing. Now, are any of them alive? Can you tell?
How many left in there, man?
The last five are alive still.
The last five are alive.
Five alive.
All right.
Should he not drop one by accident?
Yeah, you know what? Might want to do
Tony,
that.
Put one on the floor for the guy who's going to eat the leavens.
Give him a little assist. Give him an assist. Yeah.
Right, there you go.
There you go. Just drop one on the floor.
In the corn.
In the corn by the worms.
Right there.
And the cat food.
Oh, dear.
Look at him.
There. Oh, he's loving it.
Oh, that is horrible.
That guy's got the worst job. The guy that's volunteered just to eat everything.
Actually, people aren't exactly being careful with their food.
This guy's just going to eat everything on the floor.
Now, what are you doing there, Matt? You're holding one. Was that the last one?
All right, Tony.
And Tony's fishing in the last three, I think, that he needs to eat. And then Matt's going to give him the very last one.
All right, Tony.
That seemed to go down a little rough
there.
Like
17 of them he's eaten already.
Yeah. He's shaking now.
Tony, does it get any easier after you eat the first one, or does it get tougher?
Well, now I know what to expect.
Okay, all right, no problem.
How do you think these are going to come out? Have you thought about that, Tony?
I might have to drink myself silly tonight and just puke it up. I don't know.
Yeah. It'll be his new stage name. Scaly BM.
Oh, I can't get this last little one. It's a little mini.
All right, don't worry. Then just take the last live one and
Just pop it right down your throat.
Again, now he's going to show us the goldfish and
just swallow. There it is. Live. Yeah. It's moving around.
Holding it in the air.
And
down the hatch.
Voila! Well done, Tony.
Bravo, gentlemen.
Very well done.
Wow. Fine job.
Tony and Matt.
Good job, fellas.
Performers number three. Nice job to both of you guys.
All the way from Wilmington.
Thank you very much.
Nicely done.
Wow. That's like the buddy system.
It's fantastic, isn't it? We're going to definitely need a spoon for our last contestant who's going to eat something off the floor.
That's a good buddy. I mean, you know, you and I are buddies.
Right.
But I don't think I'd do that for you, and I don't think you'd do that for me, would you?
I don't think so.
But they say, hey, Mike, I entered a contest where I'm going to eat 20 goldfish. I'm not old enough.
Right, yeah.
would you eat 20 goldfish for me?
No, thank you.
What was really great is as they were leaving, I said, you know, thanks for coming out. And the gentleman who ate all the goldfish said, and I quote, thank you.
All right, well, if the goldfish are done, the guy with the skin tags is here. Bring him in now. You're a classy guy. You know, you're going to come be on a show. I mean, I realize it's radio. It's non-visual. But for God's sake, you could have worn a shirt. He's got a wife beater on.
This one has gag potential for me right here.
Now, your name is Robert. Where are you from, Robert?
Gaithersburg, Maryland.
Watch out for the worm, Robert. And so you listen on good old WJFK. Now, explain to everybody what the procedure is that your wife had done today.
Well, they thought it was a hemorrhoid. And they found out it was a skin tag.
Oh, so it's from her ass?
It's right on her anus. It was halfway in and halfway out.
Oh my God.
Just what you think. It can't get any better.
Oh, dear. All right, let's see.
Now, may I see the baggie?
Yeah.
He's got it in a baggie.
It was about a little bit bigger than a quarter.
Huge. I'm passing on this one, guys.
Mike, well, actually, you can't see it right now because it's in a, it's in gauze. Mm-hmm. Would you take it out of the gauze?
Bloodstained gauze?
Donna?
Yeah, Mike.
I got my thing happening.
Well, actually, they wouldn't let her take it. She had to snag it, so I'm hoping she didn't take it out of the hazmat box.
All right.
Okay, now, what I want you to do is, after you take it out of there, just put it on the CD box for me and pass it over my way.
No.
We'll need to keep that CD box.
Or just put it on a piece of paper.
Yeah.
Please.
And pass it over.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Let me take a look at this. Mike, you have to look at it.
It's 13,
Mike,
it's 13 years old.
You have to look at it. It's a skin tag from his wife's ass.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry, it might be a hemorrhoid.
I dropped it.
Buzz, take a look. Now, Buzz, you should be familiar with this.
Ready. Yeah.
Take a look, Buzz.
All right, get this over with.
Oh, God.
I don't know what that is. I guess it's some kind of pus.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
All right.
That is a skin tag?
It's bulbous.
It was about that big before.
It was about as big as a quarter. And it was on your wife's anus.
Since my son was born. He's 13.
Okay.
Wow. Oh, God.
It's not moving, though. That's
all right, good.
Now,
it looks like one of the worms.
Okay.
We are not going to ask you to leave any remains of that on the floor.
Okay, good. Yeah.
So, please, now... Robert, go ahead and eat your wife's
closing my eyes.
Anal skin tag.
This is the worst.
He's chewing it. Mike, hold on, Mike. You got to look.
I can't.
Mike, just look for a second. He's only eaten half of it. He's biting it.
Sure, because you want to savor it.
He's biting it into little pieces. And now he's going to eat the little ball of pus.
Mm. Oh, okay.
No, oh, my God.
All right. How does it taste, Christ, sir?
Ew!
How does it taste?
Are you done?
Like chicken?
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Oh. Okay.
Hold on. We have a non-believer on the telephone.
Still chewing.
Susan.
Yeah.
Hi, Sue.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, we're doing great.
Listen, I work in an operating room, and when procedures like this are done, the tissue that's removed is placed directly into formalin and sent to pathology. There would be no way that someone could get a hold of this wrapped up in a piece of gauze and brought home.
Even if it's benign? Even if it's just a skin tag?
It doesn't matter. They have to send it for pathology.
Huh. All right, Robert, then, what is your answer to that? Hold on.
But did he?
He has a piece of paperwork with him from the hospital.
Yeah, that's the doctor's office.
Certainly was fleshy.
Did you pass that over, Lisa?
Yeah.
Did you steal it from the doctor's office?
Yeah, my wife did. I don't know.
But she stole it? All right. Yeah.
All right, hold on.
Uh-huh.
Post-operative instructions for office surgery.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to read the name of the doctor, but it says...
I don't know. Is it a piece of chicken you're looking at? I mean...
No.
Colon and rectal surgery.
Do not take aspirin or medication containing aspirin for 1 week after the procedure because aspirin interferes with normal blood clotting.
Right.
Tylenol may be substituted. They give you products you can use. Apply an ice pack to the surgical area.
Uh-huh.
Keep the gauze pad in place. And, Mike, I'm going to read the next line verbatim. If you have a BM, remove the gauze.
Okay.
Clean area well.
I am really having
and
trouble.
And replace with fresh gauze pad.
That's why the eating shows just don't
put
well for me.
Neosporin ointment on the gauze pad.
Uh-huh.
And apply a surgery site.
I
take
know.
One tablet of your pain medication every 4 hours, only if you need it.
Yeah.
The day after surgery, remove the gauze pad and soak in a bathtub or sitz bath with clean warm water, no soap.
All right.
No more gauze is needed. A small amount of bleeding is normal. If you have questions or concerns, please call the office. Ma'am, you may be right, but
I don't believe that what he has is what was removed.
Well, what he had sure did look like like flesh.
Yeah, it did. I've got enough surgery to recognize that tissue, and
yeah, okay,
I recognize that tissue.
Okay, good. Then we've solved it? Come on, Mike.
Oh,
come on, be a team player.
Oh, no.
Okay.
No.
Robert, well done.
Thank you.
Thank you, Robert.
Oh, my God.
Bye, Robert.
Yeah.
Thank you, my friend.
See you later.
Lousy woozy. Hello, Bill.
That's complete bunk. You can't do that. I've had one removed from my back, and I wanted to keep it, and the doctor's like, no way, for the exact same reason that woman said. Even if they don't know if it's benign or malignant at the beginning of it, they have no idea, so they're going to take it. Legally, they have to.
Well, there's no, I guess there's no way we can prove it now.
No, I mean, unless we called the doctor's office.
I called the doctor's office, but that's just me.
Yeah, but I mean, we don't want to get this guy in trouble either. You
no,
know?
I would think that the guy would be.
What if it was made from marzipan or something, and he's just eating candy?
No, it's not.
You had to see it,
You had to see the guy.
Don, now that we have this controversy, I wish I hadn't locked my eyes closed.
And you had to also, you know what else you had to see? And I'm not trying to gross you out, Mike, but when he got done with the original skin, whatever it was,
mm-hmm.
there was a little like bubble of blood and pus.
Something, yeah.
Yeah, and that's hard to manufacture.
And I, you know, nothing against this guy. He didn't look like he had the wherewithal to perhaps come up with something so realistic.
Yeah.
Yeah, if it's a hoax, it's a goddamn good one.
And he looks like he could have been the type of guy that would steal medical waste.
I think so too, Robbie. Agreed. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hi.
How you doing?
Welcome to
you guys, and I'm just wondering what a skin tag is.
A skin tag is, as a matter of fact, the guy who used to be our boss,
mm-hmm.
his neck was covered with them. Not literally, three or four of them.
Right.
They're little pockets of skin.
And I thought of them as like little things until he produced that whale of a thing.
Yeah. Well, maybe if like the late Ken Stevens, if you were to remove the skin tags, because we used to talk about his all the time,
mm-hmm.
maybe they would be that big if you got the whole thing out. Because maybe only just the head of the skin tag is popping out.
Usually just clip them off.
Yeah.
That was a big one.
Yeah, it was gigantic.
Yeah.
Relatively speaking.
What? How big was it? Was it the size of a fist or was
the size of like a small baby finger.
Necco wafer.
Smaller? Yeah, I would say a baby finger or maybe a little
smaller. Looks like a gummy worm.
Mm-hmm. And now we're getting conflicting reports about if you would be able to keep this or not. Jeff.
Yeah.
Hi, Jeff.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Okay.
Hey. I'm like your buddy Ken Stevens, man. I've had numerous skin tags removed. My back, under my arm, not from my backside, but hey, they just wad them up and throw them in that little waste basket that's marked biohazard. So if I wanted to, I could have picked one up and ate it myself.
All right.
Thank you. I've had, your wife is on the line, but I've had one removed under my arm, and he did just throw it away.
Here's another guy who says you can keep them. Hey, Mark.
Hey, Don. Mike, how's it going?
Hi, how are you?
Hi, my friend.
Hi.
Hey,
I've had a sebaceous gland actually removed before,
uh-huh.
and they just put it in a little bottle of formaldehyde, gave it to me. I took it with me.
All right.
Like a little marble sitting there. So, yeah, they give those things away.
All right. There's a couple of people now saying that it's true, and now here's my wife for whatever reason. Honey.
It's Juggy Bear.
Yeah.
Didn't he say it was done 13 years ago?
No. He said that it had been there 13 years since his son was born.
Oh, she just had it removed.
Yeah.
Oh, all right, because I was going to say the blood would have been dried.
No, I believe him. And the paperwork was dated today, and people are saying that you could get that stuff out.
I'm so glad that it was real.
You could take it out of the hospital.
Hospital.
Mike, remember.
Man, I don't know.
Eating skin tags from...
Big
ratings whenever
we do
show.
Whenever we do the eating shows, it really catches me by surprise what gets my gag reflex going there. Yeah. And, you know, we've seen a lot of strange stuff be eaten. I'm ready to pass out.
All right, love you, baby.
I'm proud of you guys. You're very brave.
All right, love you.
Okay, love you too. Bye.
See ya. Bye, honey. Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, what if that skin tag that his wife took, it wasn't even hers? What if it was somebody else's that happened to have been in the box?
Okay, what if it was made out of nuclear waste?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, love the skin tag talk.
Thanks.
I've actually been to the doctor's office.
Thanks, I'm all real proud about this. Thanks.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry, what were you going to say? Hello?
I think it was actually off some sort of farm animal.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello?
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing, man? Wow, I thought I'd have to argue with a call screener. Hey, I just want to, I want to tell you, my name is Pete, and I call from New York City, and I'm a prop guy in the film industry, and I've worked special effects and stuff. So, you know, have you ever looked at, you know, like when you get a big chicken, and you got the chicken leg, and there's that huge vein thing?
Yeah.
We've used a lot of chicken parts in films and made them look really gross.
All right, but here's the thing. First off, we're looking at the guy's face, and he really doesn't look like he's capable of being suave enough to carry this out. Not to mention the fact that he has paperwork.
Yeah.
Real paperwork
from the doctor's office.
Paperwork from the doctor?
Dated today from the doctor's office.
What the hell?
You know,
how do you leave that thing there for that?
That guy's got to finish second. If that dude lives through sweeping up the floor at the end of the show, I guess you got to give him the prize. But that other guy's got to finish second, man.
It's going to be tough.
All right. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Thanks for the call. Hi there. Don and Mike.
Oops. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Blind guy here.
Oh, blind guy. Hey, blind guy.
I had two off my arm one time.
I bet you did.
He just threw it away.
Yeah.
I asked what he was.
Well, how would you know?
Huh?
How would you know? You're blind.
I asked him, what are you going to do with that?
Well, hell, they might have put him in your sandwich that afternoon.
Yeah, right.
With anchovies on it.
Yeah.
All right, see you later.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Bye, blind guy. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, this is Jack in Mobile.
Jack in Alabama. Hi, Jack.
Mobile, all right. Try to clarify the skin tag issue.
Yes, Jack.
If you have anything taken off in the operating room, even a screw taken out of you, it automatically goes for pathology or a frozen section.
Well, now we are getting...
That is necessarily... I think what you're talking about here is a regular operating room.
Right. Yeah. If it comes out in a doctor's office,
that's what
it does not
about.
Go for
right.
pathology.
Right.
And
not usually.
And the paperwork we had was from a doctor's office.
Right.
Not from a hospital. John, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah, the guy with the skin tag, there's many instances where the patient can take the tissue sample with them, especially when it's done. If we do them inner office, a lot of times the patient takes it with it. If they think it's a chance of it being malignant, that kind of stuff is, you can examine the tissue even before the surgery.
Gotcha. Okay, everybody, I think we're all convinced.
We're covered.
It's real.
You know what? Nothing could make me that ill that wasn't real.
The thing that puts that guy closer to the top is the fact that it didn't come from his wife's arm or from her neck. Came from her butt.
Yeah, it actually came from down there.
Came from her anus.
Mm-hmm.
They thought it was a hemorrhoid.
Wow.
God.
Wow.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Wow. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Karen.
Yes.
Hi, you're on the air.
I wonder what it says about me that I am more grossed out by the goldfish than I am by the skin tag.
I don't know. It says you might have a future in radio, honey.
Yeah, I actually had to turn the station when the goldfish thing was going on. I come back for the skin tag, and that seems fine to me.
Yeah,
no problem.
Well,
I don't know.
I got a chair you can sit in for a few minutes.
You know, I think yesterday I was pondering the same question, that, you know, in a different way.
I never in a million years thought the skin tag would faze me, and I hope that I'll tell you the one thing that put me over the top here. I don't think we've communicated the size of the thing.
Yeah.
Okay, you think of a skin tag as
tiny.
Just that, a tiny little, like a teeny little
was,
pencil, you know, head
like,
thing.
It was bigger than a half an inch.
Just like this flattened out, just, oh, God.
It's much like the dilemma I was talking about yesterday with Jack Diamond and this whole thing with charging listeners to go to a New Year's Eve party thing. I would much easier, with a much cleaner conscience, wish someone dead, wish someone die of cancer, you know, awful, horrible things, rather than charge our listeners an arm and a leg to come to some hinky New Year's Eve. And I think that's what that lady was saying. You know, what does it say about her that she was grossed out by the goldfish,
yeah,
but had no problem with a guy eating his wife's anal skin tag? Hi, Lisa.
I think that the size was about the size of my pinky.
Yeah. Why are you being like Michael Jackson and putting your
the hood of my sweater over my mouth?
Yeah.
Because I can't stand the wretched odor in here, and I think I might vomit. So I've had to cover my mouth and nose so I can't smell it. But really, seriously, that skin tag was the size of my pinky finger.
Yeah. All right, and who's next? Is the sex girls next or more performers?
We can do a segment of performers and then come back with sex girls.
Okay, very good. That's great. Okay, good. All right, down to Mike's show.
Yeah, that was the most disgusting radio I've heard.
Thank you.
I don't know if it's the fact that it came from his wife's butt or not, but that was just gross.
Thanks.
I think I'm going to puke.
Okay. You know, the compliments left and right here.
Happy f-ing Thanksgiving from the Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, Donna Mike.
Hi.
Yeah, Thursday night was supposed to be spaghetti night in my house. Ever since I was a little kid, even now at the age of 40, I love that little slurp at the end and had the little noodles smack the end of my lips. And thank you for just eliminating what little pleasure I had left in my life.
Now, somehow, spaghetti night, you know, it's helping me.
Don't think so. It's going to be a soup night tonight. No solid foods. No solid foods.
Just be a protein shake.
We got a break. Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
What's going on, guys?
Hey.
So you say this thing's been there for, what, 13 years?
Yeah, that's what the guy said.
Yeah, so you're telling me every time he was hitting a doggy, he had to stare at this thing?
No, like he hits it like that all the time.
Right.
Jesus Christ, right, what's wrong with people? What's wrong with people?
Good one, Mike. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
J-Lo's new song, Jenny from the Block, all about Lopez roots, about how she's still a neighborhood gal at heart. But folks from that street in New York, the Bronx section, sound more likely to give her a curb job than a blow or block party. The New York Post, well, sorry about that flip up there. I have no idea how that happened, but it won't happen again. And that's your news.
The Don and Mike Show.
First of all, membership is for life. Take your time, change your mind, you'll never be rushed. Although usually our members find their apprentice in around 6 months or so. If you get hit by a train 10 years from now, it's a lifetime membership. You're reinstated for free.
Yeah.
It's time to roll back the stone and let the comedy rise again. The Don and Mike Show.
Sometimes your selection of tapes is perfect. I don't know why that works so well and makes me laugh, but
and
it
just
does.
Think, 1 week ago today,
yes,
these dumbasses preempted this show right now,
right,
for Donald Rumsfeld,
the Secretary of Defense.
What a stupid move that was.
We could have been eating skin tags.
All right, we've heard thus far. Guy who's eating a pound of cat food.
A pagan.
A man and a strikingly beautiful topless woman who ate corn and a fly lava and a larva and a worm.
Mealworms. William and Tracy. Right.
Then we had the guy, Robert, who ate the skin tag from his wife's butt.
And he followed Anthony.
Tony, right. Tony.
Tony, yeah.
Who ate 20 live goldfish.
Yeah. Right.
I noticed that we still have the guy who's going to eat the armpit hot dog. Joe will put a hot dog under his armpit, and
right,
this guy will eat it. Also, the guy with the fermented egg.
Yes, the balut.
Ooh. And I see that the guy who's going to eat the leavens on the floor, it's a he-she act.
Oh. Tommy and Amy.
So there's a chance that there will be some nudity there as well. We're continuing now with the contest. What would you eat for a trip to Las Vegas. And in the middle of all of this, we're still going to have the sexpert on, I think, in the next break.
Excellent. Where are they going to lie down?
And the girls, yeah. Mike, that's an excellent question.
Do you think we should finish the contest before we have the sexpert come in?
Well, Joe and Diego are going to pick up the wrap, the plastic stuff that's on the floor, take it out.
Okay.
And then we'll put it back.
All right.
Gotcha. Lisa, who's next?
Our buddy Tom from Philly with the Joe and the Armpit Hot Dog.
Very good. Let's bring in Tom. Another Philadelphia listener.
Tom is a repeat business. He was here one other time.
That's true.
And it looks like he's brought you gifts, Don.
Look at that.
Hey, Don. It's your
thank you.
Vanilla Coke for you, buddy.
There you go. Nice 12-pack.
I can't see the rest of it.
This is the weirdest looking 12-pack I've ever seen in my life.
He's come loaded
last
down.
Last time
with...
I was here, Mike here was eating his peanuts. So I brought you some peanuts.
Thank you very much.
And for Buzz,
yes,
can't forget late night after Buzz. Hey. You got to have your double stuffed Oreos.
A bag of Oreos.
He's brought back
here for Tom.
He brought Buzz a bag of Oreos after Buzz gets high at night.
What else you got there, Tommy?
Oh, I got a lot of things to eat here.
Oh, live crickets.
Lots of things.
Mealworms.
I got my dinner plate here.
Got a dinner plate.
All right. I got my roll.
And
got
of course,
my hot dog for Joe.
Joe Billy Ardinger is here, and the hot dog will be put on.
I have some cat food.
Why, everybody's
got a dog food.
Wow.
Well, let's not forget our snails.
Ah, can of snails.
That's
can of It's the can o snails.
That's what it says.
Can o snails.
And I should point out that Tommy is wearing like a Dr. Frankenstein jacket.
Yeah,
that's
the compliments of Wilson's Market. Oh, wait, I forgot. Well, we all also have some, whatever that stuff, head cheese.
Oh,
we're gonna throw a little bit of that down our throat too.
Wow!
Oh. Hey, sales guy.
I really want to win.
No, move.
There, they cut my roll.
Oh, he's got quite an elaborate knife.
Excuse that interruption, folks, but some dumbass sales guy just standing at the window staring, and I knocked at the window and gave him the finger and told him to move along. You know?
Oh, your dog.
We're doing the show. You go out and sell it. All right, now Joe has the hot dog.
Okay, I see what Tom is going to do here. He's going to make a sandwich out of all this.
Yeah, Philadelphia hoagie, I guess.
All right,
now,
very good.
Joe?
Yeah.
Yes? You bathed today, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
Right. I was going to try to funk it out, but I was just too funky.
Yeah.
Because I'm funky.
Just too funky.
Whatever it's got to be, it's got to be funky.
All right, Joe, take the hot dog and put it underneath your armpit.
All right, Joe's putting it in his armpit.
Deodorant. Did you use deodorant today, Joe?
No, I didn't. Because you know why?
Yeah. Well,
I've been having a little trouble with a rash lately.
Really?
Look at Joe work that hot dog under his armpit.
Yeah, he's doing a real good job.
Joe's getting his mojo going.
Look at that. He's really vibrating on that.
Well, I'm trying to warm it up, you know?
Yeah.
Give it the body temperature.
Right, you know, now he's putting the snails. Don, here's a look at the snails for you there. It's
Cano snails?
Yeah. Cano snails. A whiff of the Cano snails.
Now, those will go on the armpit hot dog, is that right?
That is Zoomed's Cano snails. Natural juices locked in the can. Ideal for reptiles, birds, or mammals.
We have Frisky's Fancy Feast flaked. Fish and Shrimp Feast Gourmet Cat Food right there.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I tell you that this is going to be an impossible contest to judge?
It sure as hell is. Yeah.
That all these people, everybody that's come in thus far has been deserving of winning the trip to Las Vegas. Tommy, here's your can of snails.
Oh, thank you.
We have Caesar Select Dinner Filet Mignon Flavor in Sauce for Dogs.
So he has dog food, cat food, snails, and mealworms. Mealworms and a hot dog that's been in Joe's armpit.
Plus head cheese.
And head cheese.
Oh, my God.
And you're going to put a little top it off with live crickets. Is that right, Tom?
Of course.
Boy, Tom, you know, it says here Tom is going to eat Joe armpit hot dog, but Tom has just brought in a... Well, this is incredible.
The competition is very stiff, so.
Yes, it is stiff. Very
good. In other words, for me to win, I kind of lost last time. I had to put 6 hours of... my wife all the way home, so.
Oh, yeah. Didn't bring her this time, huh?
My full intentions are winning.
He is loading up. This is a heck of a sandwich.
Snails and cat food on the bun.
Now the worms are being put in. And what are they in? Is that some kind of dust or something? Wood?
But they buy them.
That's meal.
It's meal.
Hence the meal worm.
We went the larvae type because that's good for you.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Wow.
Very good.
Jesus Christ.
Protein.
This is impossible to judge.
It is. How do you do this?
Jesus Christ.
If anybody could see. This, on this sandwich.
This is a heck of a sandwich.
Describe it.
On this sandwich right now, we have Joe's armpit hot dog. Uh-huh. That's the base of this, okay?
It's not even there yet.
It's not even there yet. It's going to be underneath the Caesar filet mignon dog food. Uh-huh. Then we have cat food, fancy feast, fish, shrimp feast, gourmet flake, gross. Then we have canned snails. These black, slimy snails that are in a can of snails, mm-hmm. Zoomed's can of snails.
Zoomed.
Then we have live crickets that he's putting in there. You better watch those. Those are going to be live very long. And mealworms. And then lying down on top of the whole thing, underneath the head cheese.
Head cheese.
Will be a Joe armpit hot dog that Joe has just pulled out of it.
Joe's just pulled it out of his armpit.
Tommy smells
it.
The fragrance is awesome.
Dragged it under his nose. And now Tom is going to
eat
his sandwich.
Wow.
All right,
I'm out of here.
All right, good luck.
Pull that microphone down by
his
mouth. If someone would, put it
in. He's diving right in. How is it there, Tommy? Not bad. He's looking up to the sky as though he's like
he is
to
close to puking.
Yeah, you know, it's almost as if his body's rejecting it.
Yeah. How are you, Tom?
He's just shaking his head. No.
Are you going to
trash can right here, friend?
You're going to puke. There's the trash can over there. The trash can's over there.
No, he's composing himself.
He's steadying himself.
Do you have anything to say at this point, Tom? Could you at least grunt?
Not yet.
I forgot the Grey Poupon.
He is now going for the Grey Poupon.
He's putting mustard on.
Smart move, actually.
Now, the Grey Poupon might actually help him in this endeavor. Yeah.
So again,
he's had one giant bite.
Tommy is eating a Philly style hoagie with a hot dog that was in Joe Arden's armpit.
I'm losing weight just looking at this. In the words of David Letterman, God.
Dog food, cat food, snails, head cheese. Right.
How is it?
Crickets, mealworms.
How is it with the mustard, Tom?
Live crickets and mealworms.
Tom, I'm going to tell you something right now. If you're going to spew to your right, please. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, he's holding it.
No, he's close to puking.
Okay, he's fighting.
I wish this was a visual medium. So
he's got through half of the sandwich of live crickets, snails, dog food.
That puke is coming your way.
Yeah, I know it. All right.
Your eyes are watering.
Eyes are watering.
Your eyes are starting to water. Tommy?
Tom?
You want to bow out, Tom?
No.
We're convinced.
Tommy, you've eaten half of it.
You don't have to eat the whole thing, Tom.
You've downed it. All right, way to go.
Got it down.
Good job.
Yeah,
hell out of here.
You did.
That's
Scott. He was like leaning over to me as he was going for the yak.
I never puked on. That's a nice outfit you got on, my man.
Thank you, Tom.
Tommy.
Tom, outstanding.
Right in Philadelphia.
As much as I could down.
Outstanding, Tom.
You know, again.
That is so gross, man.
I'm just.
Oh, my God.
You think? How the hell are we going to pick a winner here?
I don't
really?
Know.
They're only winners, Don.
I swear to God, everybody that's been in this contest today deserves to win.
You know, we're going to really, let's turn the phones on at 877-365-3636 and just get some feedback from you guys.
Who you like, because we're having trouble here.
Who have been listening to the whole show today. You've got Hagen, the first guy, who gets extra points coming from Philly, ate cat food. I know, Tommy, you're from Philly, too.
And how about Philadelphia today with this contest, huh?
Cat food with insects, worms, and crickets and stuff in it.
Take my water, Tom.
Then you have William. William and his topless, beautiful girlfriend, Tracy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They were eating corn with mealworms and fly larvae.
Mm-hmm.
She ate it too. Then you had the Anthony Tony who ate
Tony and his friend Matt. Tony ate 20 goldfish live.
Then you had Robert who ate Tommy from Philly who ate half of a gigantic sub that had all of those items.
Head cheese, snails, cat food, dog food, Joe's armpit hot dog, and live mealworms and crickets.
Wow.
Now, as far as putting everything together, you've got to get... I mean, Tom has done unbelievably.
You know, and there are other people out there who want to still compete in this contest.
Sure.
But I'm just curious to see who you, the home listener...
You.
Yeah, Joe, I got it. Hi, Don and Mike.
Thanks, Tom.
Hey, what's up? How
Good
you
luck.
Doing?
Good
Thank
luck.
You, Tommy. Hey, which one of these folks do you like the best thus far?
I definitely have to give it up to this guy who just went.
Tommy.
Yes, Tommy. But I have a question. What the heck is head cheese?
You know what? All I know is it looked cheesy. Rob? Thank you. Rob, you have an answer.
I work at a grocery store. Rob knows.
I believe it is like everything that's left over. There's a lot of guts, there's intestines and everything, and I believe it's concocted and aged
in the animal's head.
And I really think what was getting Tom there was the fact that these live crickets were going down the wrong way.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Next time, cook them.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, which did you? Who do you like the best?
Tony.
I'm woozy.
You Tony. Are woozy. Look
All right.
at you.
So there's someone who says Tony, the guy who ate the 20 goldfish.
Really? That's interesting.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, you guys have got to go with the anal skin tag.
All right. There's
the, originality. No one else would be able to find right. one of those to eat.
Okay.
All right. Thanks. Hi, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello?
Yeah, who do you think should win?
I think the guy with the anal thing and the guy with the goldfish should be sent to PETA.
Okay. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
She loved
Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, I'm still puking from the last time you had a guy eating dog food on your show. This guy here, he's putting it over the top for me.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Another vote for Tom.
Tommy, all right. And Rob, yep. you got your dictionary
yeah,
out?
Yeah, I misspoke. Head cheese is a jellied loaf of sausage made from edible parts of the head, feet, and tongue and heart, especially of a pig.
Tom got more points just then with that little description.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Hi, the last guy. That was it, man. He had everything on there. He's beating everybody.
All right. Thank you. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Come on, guys. Skin tag. I mean, you know what passed by that thing? Come on. Yeah. This guy ate 13 years of BM. He's a true BM eater. How can you deny him that?
Okay, listen,
I had a quick idea.
We're just asking.
You call his wife.
Oh, shut up.
All right.
You call her. Asking for feedback. That's all. Just asking for feedback. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Hey, this is Tom in Reno. Tom in Philly just did it for me, man. I haven't had lunch out here yet. I don't think I'm going to eat now.
Enjoy the rest of your midday.
All right. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah. Definitely the guy Tom, man. Definitely Tom. The head cheese did it, man.
The head cheese did it. Okay. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys.
Everybody should try to remember, if you listen to the whole show, everybody. I mean, I'm not taking anything away from Tommy,
right?
Who just did a great job, or right. the guy with his wife's skin tag from the butt,
right?
But try to remember everybody on the whole show.
Yes, absolutely.
Hello.
Hey guys, you guys got to go with Tommy from Philly. I mean, the goldfish has been done before. This is originality right here.
All right, thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah, I think the guy with the skin tag should win. That was completely disgusting. I had to turn the radio off when he ate it.
Oh, my.
Wow.
Well, that goes against the rules of the show.
Yes, yeah, of course it does.
Hello, Don and Mike. The whole idea.
Don and Mike.
Is to make you
listen. For Spokane. Got to say skin tag, because not everybody can come across one of those every day.
And, hello. Well, another guy was wondering whether that happened.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike, go out here in Las Vegas. How you guys doing?
Hi, we're doing great.
Hey, this last guy, let me tell you, I've been listening for the last hour, and everything was going good, and I'm supposed to go over to Ruth Chris for a late lunch.
Okay.
That is my favorite restaurant in Vegas. I am sick to my
stomach. All right. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Hey, now,
nice to know that there are some fellow sufferers out there.
The deal is this. Let me see who's... Let me check in with... Herndon.
We still have Nick with the worms.
Calling Herndon now, but
it's just Earthworms. He's got to get back in his car.
Herndon is on the telephone. Yeah, you know, really, if the guy's just going to eat worms,
I mean, really,
he might point? As well go home.
Absolutely.
Hello.
Pussy whipped.
Hi, Herndon.
What's up, Source?
Listen, we have as far as contestants left.
Right.
The guy who's going to eat worms, right?
Well, we've got a guy who's going to drink a total concoction. I believe that's Mike. Then we've got the guy who's going to eat the balut. And then we've got the guy who's going to eat the stuff off the floor.
Oh, wow. We've still got great contestants to go.
We do.
I mean, it's not like we can just stop the contest here and say...
We can't. No. We got that. The balut is this other thing that we've heard so much about.
Yeah.
And, you know, the guy... I thought the guy with the concoction left.
You know what? That was misinformation from the people out front.
Okay.
They lied to me.
You know what I think? I think all the runners up should go to a titty bar tonight.
Yeah.
Not unless they're pussy whipped by their women.
Okay.
All right. Then here's the game plan, Herndon.
Okay, sir.
What we'll do is we'll pack up the floor
okay.
right now, and we'll do the girls with the sex pillows. You know what?
Right.
No.
You want to just get the contest over?
Yeah.
So we can relax and enjoy.
Yes.
It'll be a nice palate cleanser.
Yes. In the next break, how many contestants are left?
We have Anthony who's going to eat worms. Nick who's going to eat worms. We have Bob who will eat the balut. We have Mike who will drink the concoction. And then we have Tom and Amy who are going to eat the stuff off the
floor. So we got four more left?
Three or four.
Yeah. Three or four left. All right, then we'll do a break, and we'll bring those people in.
Very good.
And let them do them, their stuff, and we'll get the winners before we get the sexperts in here.
Good.
Very well, then. I will call the sexpert and ask her if she would mind.
Okay. Well, it's tough.
I'm just teasing.
Okay.
It's all the Don and Mike Show. Of course she'll push it back.
All right, thank you.
Bye now.
Source out.
Turned it out.
Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike Show. She's so concerned about other people's feelings. What's up with that? Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, the ass eater.
Yeah, all right, there's a vote for the ass eater. Hello, Don and Mike. Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Tyrone from Baltimore.
Hi, Tyrone.
Man, all right, I love y'all show, don't get me wrong. I'm a tow truck driver. I had a Mercedes on my truck and almost crashed with it on my truck. That damn ass eater.
The ass eater. Mm-hmm.
He really destroyed my stomach, man. And I've been having bowel movement problems. Oh. Well, he helped me out a lot today, man.
Yeah. Wow. All right. Thank you, Tyrone. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, that last guy, Tommy from Philly, absolutely disgusting. What a smorgasbord. Are you kidding me?
All right. So you'd vote for Tommy. Mm-hmm.
Try Hello. 2 feet next to him.
Don and Mike. Hello. This is going to be impossible for us to vote on. Really impossible. Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike, you got to go with Skin Tag Guy.
The anal skin tag.
Yeah, okay. But you got to watch out for Iron Man Buzz, though. He could wreck his record between the van and all this stuff. It's awful sick.
What?
I don't know. Hello,
no
Don and Mike Show.
Hello, guys.
Hi there.
Noah from South Riding.
Hi there. Hi, Noah.
Hey, all I can say is this head cheese and Joe's armpit hot dog and mealworms are making me thirsty.
Yeah. All right. Agreed. We're going to break. We'll come back. More contestants as we continue possibly the best edition ever, don't you think?
Oh, would you eat? Yeah, as sick as I am, as sick to my stomach as I am, it is the best edition.
Impossible to pick a winner. Jesus Christ. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Do not drink any alcoholic beverages. Do not eat butter, margarine, oils, lard, or fat of any kind. Do not eat fried foods. Do not eat bread. Do not eat bananas, grapes, watermelon, or any fruits other than grapefruit or cantaloupe. Do not eat spaghetti or macaroni of any kind. Do not eat pizza. Do not eat popcorn, potato chips, or pretzels. Do not eat puddings or custards. Do not eat ice cream, frozen custard, or frozen yogurt. Do not eat cookies, pies, cakes, pancakes, waffles, or any baked goods. Do not eat chocolate, caramel, fudge, nougat, nuts.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Well, thank you, but that information is absolutely useless.
They have no steel tails. They have no cat feet. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Wheel in the next contestant, please.
Who are we bringing in here? We're going to bring in the guy Mike with the concoction?
I don't know.
We only have Mike, the concoction eater, then Bob with the balut, and Tom and Amy who are going to eat stuff from the floor.
We have three contestants left in the What Would You Eat contest. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi. Are they chewing, tasting, and enjoying?
Yes, of course
yes,
they are.
They are, yes.
Okay, watch I was going to say, let's kick it up a notch, and for the next round, let's make sure they're really appreciating it.
Well, what do you mean? What are you talking about?
Are they actually chewing, tasting, and enjoying, or are they just doing it like bad medicine?
You put No, they're chewing, tasting. I don't know whether they're enjoying it.
No, but they're chewing.
That's disgusting, man.
Thank you. Right, yeah. Thanks for waiting on hold for 20 minutes to say that. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
What's going on?
No, I think they're plugging in a blender right now.
Okay. All right.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Oops. What?
All right. Come on. You got to.
Yeah.
Folks,
speak up.
It's a rapid fire show. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike. What's up?
Hey, my friend.
Hey, I got a vote for the Mr. Skin Tag.
That's skin pretty tag. Good.
Hey, whoa. You should get some extra points.
Why?
Because he showed skin, and he ate it.
All right. See you later. Bye-bye. Everybody's got an opinion on this.
Yeah.
And our next contestant is... Mike, for some reason, he's taking his shirt off.
Hi, Mike.
Now, Mike, why are you taking your shirt off? Oh, I see, because you have a T-shirt.
This is actually the same shirt I wore 2 years ago on your show when I won the trip to Rome for What Would You Eat for a Trip to Rome.
Okay.
You know what?
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mean, that's kind of like
no,
not
sorry.
Fair to the other guys. He's already gone. Have you gone to Rome?
Yeah.
All right, get out of here. We already gave you a problem. Sorry about
get
that.
Out.
Not fair to the other people.
You damn dummy.
Yeah. But nice effort, though. We appreciate you showing up again.
Thank you for being honest.
It's not. Thank you for your honesty.
It's being honest. But come on, Christ. You want a trip to Rome
yeah.
2 years ago with the same contest? Jesus Christ.
Well, that's good. Well, I'm glad you enjoyed the trip to Rome.
I have something that will make all of your listeners go nuts. I'm telling you, it's better than anything you've
Get
seen.
Get out of here.
Out. We're done. It's not fair to the other contestants.
Get out of here. I don't care what it is.
That's okay. Tell us what would it have been, though?
I had boiled lamb balls, KY jelly,
right.
And Stifler's Pale Ale.
Okay. All right. Thank
okay.
you. Thank
very
you
nice.
Very much.
Get out of here.
That's good. Thank you.
You know what? This is what's great about doing a show. You're dismissed. Did you have a nice time in Rome?
Absolutely.
That was a good trip.
You.
I'm glad. That wouldn't be fair to you. Since you've been a winner before. That's one thing to be a contestant twice.
Yeah.
It's another thing to be a winner.
And what's great is that as soon as he said that, we could immediately kick him out.
Yeah.
Because I know what a pisser it is that sometimes when I'm watching Regis and Kelly Lee,
mm-hmm.
they'll have someone on for their retard trivia.
Right.
Which is like, it's they'll say to the person on the phone, a popular cartoon is Beavis and Blank.
Right.
And then the moron on the phone has to struggle to come up with Butthead.
Right.
Well, invariably, they'll get someone on the phone, and she'll get it right, and they'll say, hey, you just won a vacation to Hawaii.
Right.
And the woman says, oh, you know what's so great? Just last year on your show, I won a trip to Paris.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Surprise pigs.
No. And you know it's a pisser.
It's not fair
to all the blue haired ladies
right.
out there who
right.
watch Regis and Kelly Lee every day.
Exactly.
So,
right.
You know we're glad that guy is a dedicated listener. But listen, if you've already been to the well one time,
right?
You know, get out of here. Let somebody else have a drink.
Make room for others. And as we said, you want to be a contestant that hasn't won a couple of times, that's fine. But if you're a big winner, you know.
No. See, it's fun to root against the listener, isn't it?
Rob is filled with great joy right now.
Jesus, the guy won a trip to Rome.
Wow.
Now we're bringing in, is this Bob?
Bob, the guy with the...
Oh, you have the balut, don't you?
Guy with the balut. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Bob. How are you?
Now, Bob, you've not won a trip to a foreign country before.
Bob, don't
have
step
you?
In the... Don't
no,
step
I have not.
Happens, Bob. Every contestant has stepped in the leaving. So.
Yeah. Well, that kind of makes it even better, though.
It does down there. Our footprints down here, so he's going to have to scrape up the... oh, there it is.
Oh, my God.
Now, this balut...
Get ready.
This is an egg that has a baby bird inside.
Yes, what I was told.
And where are you from, sir?
I'm from Alexandria, Virginia.
Very good. Okay.
If we were to profile you, where are you from originally?
Born and raised in Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh. Okay, very good.
Pittsburgh. Right.
Pittsburgh. Is right. English your first language?
What's that?
Is English your first language?
Yes, it is.
Okay, very good. All right.
Okay.
All right. Well, whatever. All right. Now you have, is it out of the shell, the egg?
No, it's in the shell.
Right. I think, you know, everybody's talked about the smell of this thing. Apparently, it really smells bad when it's opened up. Does it smell right now? Is there a smell to it before you open it?
I have no idea.
All right.
All right. Well, there's only one way to find out, Mike.
Okay. You want me to take a whiff?
No, I mean, I just think you should just do whatever he's going to do.
It smells like gasoline.
Oh, I can live with that.
Smell. It smells like. All right, now you're gonna open that thing up.
Right,
yes.
Let's get a microphone down there so we can hear him actually crack this or whatever he's gonna do.
Here we go.
All right, he's cracking it open right now.
Get ready to run for it.
This is called a balut. This is a delicacy in Asia.
This is an egg
that is buried, I understand. This is the way it was explained to me last night. This is an egg.
Sometimes called a thousand-year-old egg.
Yeah, and it is buried underground.
It's got a bird inside. Oh, this is now... This
juice.
This is gross. You can actually see... Yeah, it don't look like an egg inside, man.
No, it's not. It's like a...
lost Lisa on there.
It looks like...
Oh, he's going to...
He's sucking it out.
Wow.
Oh my God.
Yeah, there's a baby bird in there.
Oh, my God. It's like eating chicken.
It is, but it's like...
How's it taste?
It's better than KFC.
Really? So he's not fazed by it at all? Oh, there it is.
How's the room smell so far?
The room smells fine, Buzz.
Okay.
There's no noticeable...
Correct me if I'm wrong. They eat these...
Lisa doesn't agree.
Now he's peeling back. The eggshell is really a skin that's covering this bird.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm getting the odor now.
That's inside.
There he goes. And there's the whole thing. And there's the whole thing. Oh, my God. That is nasty. Oh.
Wow.
That is nasty.
Now, we have to describe for everybody listening.
What it is a chicken inside. Now, what is that part there? That seems a little harder.
That's just the other end of the egg. It's just a regular chicken egg that in the Philippines, they'll ferment it in sand
or dirt
for a couple of weeks.
A couple of weeks.
And then they'll pick it up and then...
And it's a delicacy over there, right?
Yes.
Have you eaten this before?
The chicken would have hatched in maybe like two more days.
Right. Wow. Exactly.
But it's still in the egg.
And it looked like brain. It looked like
grayish.
It looked like embryo.
Right.
It looked like the insides of somebody. It was.
And I'm looking at this thing. He's peeling away the last part of it, which appears to be quite solid.
It's solid, you have a hard-boiled egg.
Like a hard-boiled egg, okay.
Ask if he's eaten this before.
Yeah.
Have you eaten this before, sir?
You ever eaten this before?
No.
I'm just...
And as he cracked this egg, and he actually peeled the skin off, and it came off counterclockwise, revealing inside what looked to be like a baby chicken.
Fetal position.
Yeah. In a couple of days, it would have been born.
Are you having a little trouble getting the shell off this? Is that what it is?
I'm not sure if it's got all the...
I'm not sure if it's got any further.
I think you've done it.
You ate the bird.
Want to see the other one? I mean,
I'm satisfied.
Yeah, now he's eating the last part. How's that taste?
It's good, but what I should have did is...
Oh, what? What?
Before I did that...
What are you doing?
Oh. Take a deep...
He just took his teeth out.
Extra points.
Oh, the guy's got fake teeth.
I don't know how to... Mike, you got to help me describe it.
He said, what I should have done is... You don't need to eat the other one, pal. He took his teeth out, his front teeth out. He's got a partial, much like you'd see a lot of hockey players have, in the front. What are you doing here? Just put a little piece of egg down there. Yeah,
on the floor for the leavens? Okay, and put your teeth back.
Jesus Christ. All right.
You know, we are not doing an adequate job of describing what we've just
said. What he ate was like a chicken, a whole baby chicken.
An unborn baby chicken.
Yeah, and it's fermented, and it's a delicacy in Asia. And then at the end, right when he's going to have his last little bite of the fetus chicken.
He took his teeth out.
He took his teeth out.
Yeah.
Let's give him a nice round of applause.
Okay, very nicely done.
Wow.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Bob.
Thank you. I'll shake that hand.
No,
right,
get out of
no
here,
problem.
Bob.
Thank you very much. Bye, Bob. Whatever. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Lisa, please. Now,
why are they always paying attention to me?
Bye, bye. Get him out.
Oh, and I can smell it now.
Now we. Whew, I can too. All we have left.
Did that get me a little bit?
Contestants, wife. Yeah. A little bit.
Go figure.
A little bit.
Go figure. I'm not fazed by that
it
at all.
Got to
it
me.
Was great.
Well, because. It looked like the only thing I can say it. It looked like an unborn baby.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the look that it had. Like you know when like you see like on TV when they show you the. Anyway, it's gross. We've had all of these great contestants today, and on the floor.
When in Asia, eat the balut.
On the floor is a mixture of all of this stuff, and we'd like to welcome our final contestants, Tom. And Amy.
All right, here they come.
And Tommy.
Here comes Tom.
Eat
here comes
everything
Amy.
Off the floor.
Hi there. How are you? And he's got a nice little bib that says Don and Mike. What would you eat? You've got a custom-made bib that you made.
Thank you guys.
That's
very
fantastic.
Nice. Thank you. Hi guys.
There's your stuff down there. And Amy has brought in a dog dish, which is wonderful. And on the back, look at all that. Wow.
That's from our party.
Okay.
All right.
Wow.
On the floor, we have...
We got a twist here.
What's the twist?
All right.
The twist is that my lesbian 22-year-old hot roommate is going to go topless for you and feed me the leftovers.
Very good. That's fantastic. That's always a bonus.
Always a nice touch.
Both the boys might like that better than watching me eat.
A hot topless lesbian
will
be feeding the stuff on the floor. Now, what's left on the floor, Tommy, is cat food, corn, worms, the fermented egg, the chicken, the unborn chicken.
Yes.
Goldfish, part of the ass skin tag, part of Tommy's sandwich that includes, oh, nice boobs.
Very
nice. snails, cat food, dog food, hot dog. What am I leaving out?
I think you got everything there.
And
I don't see any head cheese or anything.
There's a little, well, don't worry about it. There's plenty down there.
A lot of shoes.
The worms are still moving.
I'm kidding, of course.
They are still moving. That doesn't matter. He's got to eat them.
All right. You want to scoop that?
All right, go ahead.
Scoop it up now. What Amy is doing is actually scooping up the leavings off the floor.
Oh, she stopped. And there is just a total mixture that's been kind of trampled on of everything that has been eaten today on the show. And that's what Tom's going to eat. And, Amy is topless, and she's going to be feeding him out of a dog dish. And you know what?
Like a dog.
I'm getting off the air and putting my finger down my throat.
Wow.
I figure it's what do you what would you eat, right?
Yeah.
You're almost there, Amy. I think you got almost everything.
All right, Amy.
Go ahead and feed him. Watch out.
Feed him now this concoction right into the microphone.
Here we go. Let's listen.
And
bon appetit.
Here goes the goldfish and the...
And the goldfish, there it is. And he's grinning... Yeah. From ear to ear.
Good for you guys.
Absolutely delighted.
All right, here comes the cat food and some mealworms.
All right. This is too freaking gross.
Here we go. It's what would you eat, right?
Yeah, I know.
What would you eat?
Yeah, the worms are still alive.
Uh-huh. How's it taste there, sir? Tom?
The cat food is a nice touch, actually.
The cat food is a nice touch.
He's unfazed by the fact that he's eating leavens.
Come on, bring it on.
I'm
going
to go to Vegas.
All right.
We're going to go to Vegas.
Bring it on.
Bring it on. All right, nicely done.
Very good.
You want me to finish it up?
Yeah, one more bite. Right. Go ahead.
One more big bite. Here we go. Big bite. Eat your vegetables and
eat your worms.
A worm to finish.
Thank you guys very much. You guys rock. Radio guys.
Outstanding.
It just doesn't get any better than this.
Outstanding. Thank you, Tom. Thank you, Amy.
It really doesn't. Now, how the hell?
Hey, and Tom, one question for you. You and Amy, even though she's a lesbian, you ever flip to the other side with old Tommy here? No way. All right.
It's cute and lit now.
Okay, just checking.
Thank you.
All right.
You like the labia majora, huh?
Huh?
You like the labia majora?
Pretty much.
Yeah, can I tell you something? You can work in a titty bar. Thank you. Thank you both. Mike, I've got some...
Rob, see them out, won't you? Please?
Something from the internet here.
Thank you very much.
About the balut.
Yes.
It is simply is a duck egg.
A duck egg.
Cooked by boiling it for not less than 20 minutes. What makes the balut special, it's not simply an egg with the white and the yolk. It actually has a half-incubated chick inside it.
Wow.
So that's what the guy ate. And now,
there they are. A round of applause for all of our contestants today.
Now, how the hell...
Outstanding.
...are we going to pick a winner?
Well, we have been voting, Don.
Well, I've not filled out my ballot yet because I wanted to wait until we were done with everybody.
Very good.
Mike, can you possibly recap...
I can't.
...all of the people and everything that they ate?
We had Hagen. He came in, and it seems like, you know, just hours ago.
It was 3 hours ago.
It was Hagen who came in and ate cat food. Was it 1 pound of cat food?
1 pound of cat food
with live crickets on it. Actually, they were dead crickets that were kind of minced.
Yeah.
Then we had William and Tracy. They came in with corn, cream corn. Tracy had a beautiful body, as William ate, and she ate a little bit of the corn with mealworms and also fly larvae. Right. Then we had Bob. Well, I'm not doing this in order, but Bob ate the balut that you just described.
Right.
We had Anthony, who Tony was the friend of Matt. He ate 20 live goldfish. Robert, who ate the anal skin tag from his wife.
They thought it might be a hemorrhoid.
We had Tom, who ate Joe's armpit hot dog along with dog food, cat food, live mealworms, live crickets,
snails,
mustard, head cheese, and I don't think I've left anything out.
No.
But it was an incredible sandwich that he ate. And then Tom and Amy, who came in here and ate stuff from the floor.
Well, we gotta pick one of these one of these guys, gals, one of these people who's gonna win the trip to Las Vegas.
Very good.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don, Mike.
Hi, Dennis.
The skin tag should win.
All right, thank you, Dennis.
That locks my vote in.
Bye, Murphy. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I want to vote for Tom because he seemed like he was the guy who was in the most revolt when he was eating his sandwich. He didn't enjoy one second of it, and he almost vomited. You know, his eyes got all water and everything. So you got to go with Tom there.
You know what? Thank you, my friend. What we're going to do is break. When we come back, I think we'll take a couple more calls from you guys. And then right live on the air right here, Rob the Giant Brain will take our ballots and we'll average them up.
Very good.
I'm going to wait to get some more feedback from you guys listening before I fill out my ballot. Because I have three acts that I think are very, very close.
Yes.
And I'm not sure exactly which way I should go.
Very, very exciting competition.
So we'll come back. Your feedback is welcomed. For a change, your feedback is welcome on the Don and Mike Show.
Please call it.
And get your feet on. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey.
Hey, Robert.
Here's the ointment I borrowed. Oh. I don't know what happened to the applicator.
God damn it. The Don and Mike Show.
Well, at the rare happenstance, we're going to bump the Sexpert and the Sex Pillows to next week.
I think it's a good idea. For whatever reason, none of us are feeling very sexy today.
No. And we want to vote, and we want to have Buzz's news show today. And it would just be, we'd be rushing the girls. We're going to get in poses. And
That's something we can linger on.
We don't want to rush that.
The sex bird and the pillows. Right. We reschedule to next week.
Yeah.
Now we need your feedback, though, on who should win for what would you eat to go to Las Vegas. We had Tom, Robert, Bob, William and Tracy, Hagen, Anthony, and Tommy and Amy. Made an executive decision here that everybody that played today was so great that those who don't win the trip and the $1,000, everybody walks out with $100 today.
All right. That's great.
All the contestants get $100.
Good. Very good.
And we have to vote now. Mm-hmm. Who should we vote for? Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi, who should we vote for?
I think you should, for originality, I think you should vote for the guy who ate the thing off his wife's ass. And I was hoping to give you guys a trip if I could eat Lisa's BM.
Oh, get out of here. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
You gotta go. My old football coach used to say it's not always the most talented, but it's the most desire. And Tommy had the most desire.
All right, thank you, my friend. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hey, I think the easiest way to pick who the winner is would be to set up a website.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
How you doing?
Hey, we're doing great.
I think skin tags should win because the chicken thing, they did that on Fear Factor. That wasn't anything.
All right, thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show. I was unaware that was done on Fear Factor. Hello.
Hello.
Don and Mike.
Don and Mike, radio guy. You got to go for the guy who ate the thing off his wife's ass.
All right, thank you. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
How you doing, sir?
Hi, we're doing great.
Radio guys. The guy from Philly with a hot dog under his arm at bed. Does he deliver? Thank you.
I believe that was a vote for Tom.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don, Mike, you got to go with nudity.
Ah, vote for nudity up right up at the front.
All right, thank you. Everybody fill out your ballots now.
Okay, all right, here we go.
We have the feedback. While we wait for the results, it's time for today's Ramadan Carol.
Yes.
And joining us is Abdul Sharif.
Hey, guys.
As we celebrate Ramadan, what is the Ramadan Carol today?
Well, it's Osama is coming to town.
Very good.
Right. Okay.
Well, here we go.
Well, hopefully I don't retch up my baba ganoush from lunch. Osama is coming to town. Well, you better get your guns, explosives too, a suicidal urge and a turban on your do. Osama is coming to town.
See, it's the Ramadan carol.
That's it. He's checking his cells, he's checking them twice. Gonna find out if they've been naughty or nice. Osama is coming to town. He knows if you've been slacking. He knows you're into sheep. He knows you like the spare ribs at the Shoney's down the street. Well, you better get chased. A burqa on your wife. A Quran in your hand or he'll stab you with a knife. Osama is coming to town. Well, you thought he was dead. A missile did him wrong. The Virgin sent him back because he didn't have a schlong. Osama is coming to town. I said, Osama is coming to town.
There it is.
Yeah. Thank you, Abdul.
Bravo. Thanks, Abdul.
Thank you.
More
about
see ya. He's a great caller every day.
Absolutely.
With the Ramadan carol of the day.
Wow.
And he was nice enough to fill a couple of seconds for us.
Right.
We've put all of our voting into the computer, and I will tell you, we have a winner.
We do.
Wow. Now, everyone was voting on a 1 to 5 scale.
Right.
And you could vote with a percentage. Like, someone, for instance, I gave one act a 5.0.
Right.
I gave another act 4.9.
Right.
Buzz, I see you didn't use that system.
Full numbers. Yeah.
You didn't use that system. Robbie didn't use that system. Lisa didn't use that system. Only Mike and I used that system.
Well, they were so close today that I thought tenths of a point were important.
Yeah, that's better.
As did I, which is why we do have a definitive winner.
Very good.
However, the winner won by 0.2%.
Oh, wow.
My God.
So, let me just say, coming in 7th, and all the, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, and 2.
And everybody's a winner today, right?
Yes, all these people will get $100 each, and everybody gets, what, Robbie?
It's not 0.2, it's 0.02 of a point.
0.02 of a point.
Oh, very good, that is close.
Even smaller.
Yeah.
Everybody gets $100 and gets the Sopranos prize pack from HBO. Chat online with Meadow Soprano. Ooh. Sunday night, December 1st at 10 o'clock. Log on to HBO.com/Sopranos and submit your questions.
All right.
So everybody gets $100 and a Sopranos prize pack. In seventh place, with a total of 3.26 out of 5, was Tommy and Amy.
Tommy and Amy.
Ate the stuff off the floor. We don't need to bring him in. We'll just bring the winner in.
All right, very good.
Next, 3.36. Anthony, the guy who ate the goldfish.
Tony, who ate the 20 goldfish. Good job. Did a good job.
Next, with a 3.60 average, Hagen, the guy who ate the cat food.
Yes, and the crickets.
Next, with a 4.10, William and the incredibly hot topless Tracy, who ate the corn and the worms.
I know. Very popular in the nudity circles. Yes. They did a fantastic job. And you know what? I'd like to invite Tracy back to play some of our other reindeer games in the future.
Now we get to the top three.
Mm-hmm.
In third place, 4.44, Bob, the guy who ate the egg that had the unborn chicken in it.
The ganoot or whatever the hell it was.
Balut. Balut. And that means we have two acts left.
Yeah.
Robert, the guy who ate his wife's anal skin tag, and Tom, who ate the hot dog with Joe's armpit and all the other stuff in it.
No surprise, it's come down to these two.
No. Let me say that Robert had 3 perfect fives. Robert with the anal skin tag was voted perfect by 3 people. However, Tom has a 5, a 4.9, a 4, a 5, and a 4, giving him a victory.
Tommy!
4.58.
Wow. Here he
comes. To Robert's 4.56. Do you believe
that? Happy guy.
Hey, Tommy, congratulations.
Gentlemen, it was worth the trip. And no matter how bad my stomach feels right now, I'm going to feel a heck of a lot better.
Las Vegas!
There you go.
Yeah. Tommy, you're going to Las Vegas. 5 nights, 6 days, courtesy of Veramax. Veramax Sexual Enhancer.
Look at him.
1-888 Try VMAX and Tommy to gamble. Take $1,000.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Yeah.
Enjoy, man.
Tommy Weiss, B-Rocks. Let me give you the breakdown here of how incredibly close the voting was.
Wow.
You had Tommy, our winner, got a 5 from me. From Mike, a 4.9.
Right.
From Buzz, a 4.0. From Rob A, a 5.0. Mm-hmm. From Lisa, a 4.0.
There you go.
That averages out to a 4.58.
I am the champion!
Robert, the anal skin tag guy. Mm-hmm. I gave him a 4.8. Mike gave him a 3. Mm-hmm. Buzz gave him a 5. Mm-hmm. Rob gave him a 5. Lisa gave him a 5, meaning he was 2/100ths of a point behind at 4.56.
Wow.
Wow. Very close. Tommy, congratulations.
Mike, everybody, thank you very much. And thank you to whoever put up the trip. Thank you very, very much.
That's Viramax.
Viramax. Yeah, take a couple of those pills.
Now, listen, your wife was busting your balls
when
you were down here a couple of months ago.
Yes.
What are you going to say to her now?
Maybe we can rekindle our marriage.
Hey, that's right.
Good luck.
That's
with
right.
That.
You're on the rocks a little
with
bit.
With the
right?
backwards, the backwards newlywed game.
Exactly.
Yeah. Or you know what? Maybe you'll find a new somebody to go with you.
Yeah. I still love my wife.
Oh, there you go. There.
All right,
thank you guys,
Tommy.
Thank you, Tommy. That's your winner, Tommy. And that's who most people called up and said should win as well.
The sentimental favorite.
That is the happiest winner I have ever seen in this studio.
Yeah. The guy's doing cartwheels.
He actually jumped up and down.
He did.
Yeah, yeah. It was like a champion. Like a non-visual thing.
There you go.
And very close. I mean, so freaking close. 4.58 as opposed to 4.56.
Yeah. I was actually going to give the guy that ate the skin tag a higher mark until Dennis called it.
Before we go to Buzz, here's our weekly call from Brian, the Drunk Eagles fan.
Oh, good.
Hello, ladies.
Hi, Brian. You got your song ready?
Yes, I do.
Okay, let's hear it.
Eagles fly on the road to victory. Fly, Eagles fly. Score a touchdown, 1, 2, 3.
He's drunk.
Hit 'em low, hit 'em high, and watch our Eagles fly. Fly, Eagles fly. On the road to victory, E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
Goodbye, Brian.
Later, dude.
Bye-bye. There he is, the drunk Eagles fan. You know, I'm sorry. The show is all about Philly today.
Yeah, well, you know, it just happened to work out that way.
He's singing better and better.
He is.
Absolutely.
Drunk every time he calls, and congratulations, Tommy. He's your winner by 2/100ths of a point.
And great congratulations go out to everybody that participated. It was one of our best contests ever.
That's why they all get $100 at the Soprano stuff. And now let's go right to Buzz.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
There he is.
He made it up.
See, now, no way. We can't segue from all that into Sex Pillows.
No, we'll save it when we can linger.
Yeah. Let's go to Buzz. And your lead story today, Buzz, is
today J-Lo got even more back without the trick photography.
Oh, J-Lo. Baby, stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
For news and comments.
Coming up
on the Don and
right
Mike
here,
Show.
The Don and Mike Show. That was very professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Mommy boy.
Thank you. What's the word from Planet Crestbutt?
The Don and Mike Show. Cause we gon' take it there, and I know it ain't fair, but we just don't care.
What are you fucking retarded?
Happy Thanksgiving
from the Don and Mike Show.
Time for Buzz to do some comments. Brought to you by Veramax Sexual Enhancer. Have great sex more often with Veramax. Available at fire health food stores, pharmacies, and retailers everywhere. Call 1-888-TRY-VMAX. Oh, and Buzz, I almost forgot.
Bill O'Reilly.
What say you, Donald?
And the Bill O'Reilly thought of the day.
Oh, yeah.
This is a tearjerker.
It's a cleansing.
Yeah.
After all we've been through, some wise words from the sage, Bill O'Reilly.
If I have leprosy, I want me to be the only one that has it.
Thank I mean, that is a good man there.
Warm and fuzzy.
And now here is Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Jennifer Lopez is apparently a bigger star than the one you see in her new video. And MSNBC says there's speculation she used a special camera and or computer tricks to make herself look slimmer in the video Jenny from the Block. Especially people who saw the VH1 special about the making of the video say she looks much slimmer in the video than she does out of the video.
Now, is this just the whole body or just the ass?
The whole body, I believe, but sure, it would affect the ass as well.
Mm.
Quoting one viewer, there's no way I'm imagining this. Paula Abdul reportedly used a similar technique in one of her more recent videos.
Now, you're right. I heard about that, too.
Yeah. Slimming angle. It's a lens, I think.
How do we get that for us?
Yeah, for our next publicity show.
No, I mean, I just need it in everyday life.
Yeah, just like anybody that comes in contact with us, we'll give them special glasses.
J-Lo's spokesman says he knows nothing about this, and her record label, Sony, has no comment.
Excuse me, could you close your eyes until I give you the special glasses, please?
Wow, Don, Mike. Hmm. Man, you guys are handsome.
You've lost weight.
Yes, we have.
Oh, by the way, J-Lo...
Hold on, excuse me, Buzz. Yeah. It has to be that those glasses... That, you know, remember when your kid in the back of the comic book would take x-ray glasses?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they would just have the crazy circles going around.
Little eye hole cut out.
Right. Round and round.
Staring at your own hand.
Yeah.
Right.
Put these glasses on.
Yes, don't I look better? J-Lo's husband-to-be, meanwhile, is simply the sexiest man alive.
Oh,
no.
Isn't he Ben Affleck?
You're kidding. So say the readers of People magazine in its latest annual survey.
Oh, I think it should be Sean Connery every year.
The retards. 30-year-old Ben Affleck is the 16th celebrity to get the title. Last year it was Pierce Brosnan.
I think they're court low on that issue.
In prior years it was Cruz, Clooney, and Pitt.
Clooney?
And don't forget you, Buzz.
Yes, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Also making the sexiest man list this year, American Idol judge Simon Cowell.
Ugh.
And Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld.
Well, I agree with that.
Right, yeah. He's sexy.
That's why I got the time period last week.
That's in a dingleberry way. Jesus Christ. I mean, he's a good Secretary of Defense and all.
Yes, yeah.
But please, what woman looks at him and goes, oh, yeah.
Yeah, oh,
it has,
oh,
to, be a, has yeah. to be a woman?
Oh,
yeah.
Not... You know what? Maybe it doesn't have to be a woman. Bill O'Reilly?
Oral. My doctor, he said I can have it.
Oh, yeah.
Where's Ron Bennington?
He's on the list somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Not that she will, but King of Queens co-star Leah Remini could relax a little. The show featuring her and Kevin James has not only produced enough episodes to make it to syndication, TV stations are scooping it up.
Really?
Not all the shows from network TV are so lucky. The best example is Miami Vice, which couldn't get arrested after it went off network television. But the stations that specialize in rerunning these kinds of shows are lapping up King of Queens. TBS, for example, just signed a 6-year deal worth $425,000 per rerun episode.
It just doesn't get any better than this.
You're kidding me. Hold on a second. TBS will pay $425,000
per episode.
And they've done 100 episodes.
125 episodes so far, I think.
Rob, how much is that?
That's, well, at 100 episodes, that's 42.5 million?
Wow.
We got to call her up sometime.
I bet that's the kind of thing. Where she's like, she's set.
Right.
Yeah. If she has any kind of decent...
That's why she was able to open Vivian's.
Right,
remember,
exactly.
Since there's 100 episodes, if she gets just 1%, it's $425,000.
Wow.
0.5% is still over 200 grand per episode.
But right. Wait, there's
times,
more.
Times over 100.
That's right. It's $1 billion.
But wait, there's more?
TBS may pay an additional 200 grand per episode to get its hands on 3 30-second commercial slots inside the show.
Have they seen the show?
Yeah, they have.
I mean, they're on Easy Street now. We really have to get Leah on the show and find out, what she's going to be pulling down.
Have they seen all the episodes?
No,
I mean, do you think they just saw like a highlight reel or something?
Yeah, I think so. Time for us to get out to L.A.
Wow.
Arnold Schwarzenegger's wife has just gotten a restraining order against a man she says is stalking her. Maria Shriver, a reporter for NBC's Dateline, claims that 45-year-old Bruce Fiorani left harassing voicemail messages almost daily and even tried to confront her at work. This guy, who's apparently from Warren, Michigan, has been ordered to stay at least 100 yards from Maria and her four kids for,
Frank said beans!
For the next 3 years.
Hey, I like your job. Well, your husband's a retard.
Hi, Ted.
We love you.
Ask me where I'm from.
Where are you from?
Warren, Michigan.
Hi, Warren.
Frank said beans!
The 47-year-old Maria says the guy told her he was a friend in high school, but she says he's a complete stranger. In fact, she says she fears for her safety and the safety of her family, even though she says many of the stalker's messages ended with, all the best to you, Arnold, and the kids.
All the best to you, Arnold, and the kids. King of Queens, $425,000 an episode.
Tough to get by that, isn't it?
What's wrong with this picture? Out of the 100 episodes, how many really are funny?
Shoot me now!
Pick one of the above. A, 10. B, 20. C, 30. D, 5.
I pick D.
That's right. My best to Arnold and the kids.
Winner. She was in a body bag in the morgue refrigerator, but the person assigned to declare her dead refused to do so with what seemed like a good reason. The woman in the morgue refrigerator had a pulse.
Yeah.
Or so it seemed. Whatever happened here in Washington, D.C. last Friday. Things are a little foggy between the 11 a.m. call to 911 and...
His name is Charles, but close friends call him Charlie, and he's behind bars.
He's alive.
Get to know Charlie.
And I won't be very long.
Oh no.
Hi, Don.
Hi.
How've you been?
I've been fine.
How've you been?
Oh, Charlie.
I'm dying.
Oh, Charlie.
Help!
Did you do this thing at the morgue?
Yeah. It was me. Listen to me.
It's not good.
I know.
It's unclear what happened between the 11 a.m. call to 911 and 3 p.m. when the woman was pronounced officially dead, but...
I'm winning.
At least some of the people who handled the body of 49-year-old Deborah Wilson apparently didn't follow procedure. A medical examiner should have been at the scene, but wasn't. A crew from that office was there and did hear the woman breathe at 1:30 p.m., but assumed it was the usual post-mortem aspiration.
Just that one last... Get it all out of your system.
Exactly. At 2:40 p.m., an investigator found a pulse. It was faint. And by 3 p.m., the woman really was dead. The actual time of death is still a mystery. Now, the medical examiner's office is saying that it misstated that the woman actually didn't have a pulse when the investigator checked to feel for one.
I've got Charlie written all over it.
Sound tanky to me.
A little, yes.
Oh.
Hey, Charlie.
Don?
Did you hear about King of Queens?
Funniest show on TV. Go to it.
He's the buyer for TBS.
Mm-hmm.
Jerry Lewis says the actor who plays him in Sunday's TV movie did a great job.
Thanks.
Partly thanks to help from Jerry.
Of course.
Thanks.
The actor is Sean Hayes from Will and Grace.
Thanks.
He plays a younger Jerry.
I get some kind of interference whenever you mention the actor from Will and Grace.
You're Sean Hayes?
Thanks.
He plays a younger Jerry back in the days when the comedian was part of a showbiz duo with singer Dean Martin. Quoting Jer, Sean... He's as good as anyone I've ever seen in my life. I'm hearing him pick up my rhythm and my beats, which are all mine. A lot of people would love to have them, but it's tough. Either you have them or you don't.
Oh, God.
Shut up, Jerry.
Have another lozenge as you take your sock off.
But Lewis himself takes the rest of the credit, quoting again, he talked to me all through the film. In that way, I really helped him. Lewis and Hayes spoke later on the phone in a conversation that Jerry says took Sean to, quote, a level of ecstasy. He says Hayes wished he had a tape of that conversation, to which Jerry said...
You think Sean Hayes was J-O-ing?
Man.
Possible.
He didn't even press one for another person.
So Sean Hayes apparently says to Jerry Lewis he'd love to have a tape of this great phone conversation they just had, and Jerry said, you'll have a copy tomorrow.
Where's that Seinfeld tape?
He's still taping.
Where is that Seinfeld tape we have where George says, that's sick. Great idea. George finds out, Jerry Lewis, Jerry says to George one time that Jerry Lewis would leave a briefcase
with a tape recorder running
mm-hmm. in an office to see what people are thinking about him. And George goes into a meeting for the estate of Susan, his ex-wife.
Right.
Anyway, here it is.
If you really want to test him out, why don't you try the old Jerry Lewis trick?
Jerry Lewis.
I heard when Jerry Lewis left a meeting, he'd purposely leave a briefcase with a tape recorder in it. Then after 5 minutes, he'd come back for it, listen to what everyone said about him.
That's pretty paranoid.
Yes, it is.
I like it.
Apparently, he taps his phone as well.
Hold on, Buzz. Right. Great Jerry Lewis stuff. We'll be right back.
This
is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Whatever they say, it got to be funky. The Don and Mike.
Now, listen, I was thinking to myself, there's a time manager. Look at that, we got plenty more time here for a buzz. And time to thank everybody who showed up today for the What Would You Eat contest.
What a great group, and congratulations to Tom from Philadelphia.
Yeah, and thank you to Veramax for the trip to Las Vegas that we gave away. Bunch of great contestants today. Sex Pillows, ladies. The Sex Pillow ladies will be on next week.
Very good.
And now, like I said, back to Buzz. Plenty of time. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike. I call them the Montreal San Juan Expos. The Canadian-based Major League Baseball team will play 22 of their 81 home games next year in Puerto Rico.
Yeah, this is smart.
The league says the 2003 season will start in Japan with a two-game series between Seattle and Oakland.
This is real smart.
The American pastime.
This is real smart. You have a team in Canada,
uh-huh,
and you're going to open the season with them in Japan,
mm-hmm,
and then they're going to play roughly half of their home games in Puerto Rico.
I don't get it.
It's smart, Mike.
Okay. I'll go along with that. I'll go along with that then.
Thank you, Bud Selig.
Click, click.
Like Russell Crowe, actor Ed Norton has issues. In 1996, Norton signed a three-picture deal with Paramount Pictures.
Just for those of you out there who's a little slow-witted,
yes,
it's stupid.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay? Just so tomorrow someone doesn't call me and say, hey, Don, I heard you say that Montreal playing games in Japan and Puerto Rico is smart.
Well, I'm sure their Montreal fans are happy about that.
Gotta be.
All three of them.
Yeah. Well, in 1996, actor Ed Norton signed a three-picture deal with Paramount.
Norton.
First movie was Primal Fear with Richard Gere. But
Great movie.
After that, Norton rejected over a dozen scripts sent to him by the studio. Paramount then threatened to take him to court. So Norton agreed to make The Italian Job with Mark Wahlberg and Charlize Theron. He didn't want to make the movie, but he was backed into a corner. Paramount sent him the customary gift on the first day of shooting. The gift included a Cooper Mini, a very popular little car. He refused to open his present. Norton sent back the gift, reportedly with a note that read, "Why don't you give this to someone you like? Or someone who likes you?"
What's his problem, dude?
Wow. He's a temperamental actor, Don.
Yes,
I know he is, but come on, they're giving him a car.
Yeah, he's named after that guy, Ed Norton.
What's your problem, dude? I mean, he's a good actor and everything.
Yeah, but
he's not that good.
No.
He's not, like, irreplaceable.
I don't get it.
Bryant Gumbel.
You know what? Just like that Puerto Rico thing. Smart.
Yeah. Smart.
A lot of that going around.
Mm-hmm.
Bryant Gumbel, for example, left the Today Show because it wasn't successful. He didn't like to get up early, and he wanted to do other stuff. Who knew this would be the kind of stuff he'd do?
What's he doing?
He's hosting a special about UFOs tomorrow night on the Sci-Fi Channel. Say hi to Leonard Nimoy for us.
There you go.
The news release says this report on the Roswell crash in New Mexico contains new revelations.
Yeah, that's a good career move. That's a nice lateral move.
Think he'll have his beard or not have his beard.
Non-beard.
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 Okay.
New wife, though.
Yes.
New hot wife.
How's her beard?
Yeah, I don't know. I know he met her at a titty bar, though.
Well, you win. You win. There's no way anyone can get another one in there.
Titty bar.
In other TV news, we just talked about it the other day. Janine Garofalo is hoping to star in a new sitcom on ABC.
It's called My Boy Stinks.
No, it's called Slice of Life.
Janine Garofalo stars in My Boy Stinks.
It's called Slice of Life, and it's about a 30-something producer who develops feature stories for a primetime news show.
My panties are sticky.
What's that smell?
She's working with one of the producers from Murphy Brown.
Stained panties.
Murphy Brown.
They're engaged, but they may never get married. The Bachelor and the woman he chose last night as his bride-to-be are taking it slower now that the show is over. Aaron told The View today that he and Helene are planning a lengthy engagement.
Aaron.
Last night, she accepted his proposal, quote, without a doubt. But today, she says she wants to see how they get along outside of the show first.
Yeah, right. She don't want to go to that hick town he lives in.
And by the way, she says she plans to keep the 2-carat diamond ring, even if things don't work out.
He was a whore.
Sounds like it's over already.
Yep.
In sports, Donovan McNabb's holding off on having surgery on his broken right foot. He's going to keep the cast on for a couple of weeks and see how it heals.
Sounds like it's his broken right foot.
Yes.
Is it ankle or foot?
Ankle, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yes.
Right.
I was rushing through that.
Is it white or right?
Right.
Right, okay.
Is she right?
But to Rob, you know.
Rob just said white is right.
Yeah.
Oh, Rob. My God.
Finally, the first German-made comedy about Nazis has finally made it to German television.
Wow, it's all about Rob now.
Rob Spielberg!
50 years, the country's avoided making fun of its Nazi past. The movie about a Nazi propaganda minister and a Jew who looks exactly like him aired last night. It's still a touchy
subject. Written by Rob Spiewak.
Rob is really busting the gut.
He is indeed.
In the back of the room. I mean, he's not playing this up.
It's a very touchy subject in Germany. The nervous producer spent 7 years developing it, rewriting the script 18 times, and trying it out on test audiences first.
And he got a test audience that's loving it in here.
He says, two thumbs way up.
Even then, the movie got pounded with critics who said it wasn't funny. Even the star admits, quote, it's not the most courageous film ever made. Maybe in 5 years we can do a full-fledged Nazi comedy. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
No, that'll do it. No. We will see you tomorrow with a new episode. Thank you to all of our contestants today. And thanks to Veramax. Good day to you, sir.
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 The balcony is closed.
That's right. I have mealworms on my cook.
Can you?
Yes.
Can you?
Yes.
BM.
Eaters.
Till we meet again. Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.